So the other day, I was playing a game against Keith. I took P. Makeda, and he took Epic Lich, and I was going to go for an assassination, and he had Caustic Mist down in front of him. And I took a Kriya, who was pretty damaged up already, ran the Kriya in front of the Caustic Mist, and then had a Gladiator behind the Kriya and was going to slam the Kriya through the mist and hit Lich. And I slammed the Kriya, did 14 points of damage, and then the Caustic Mist did the 1 point to kill me.
He missed it by that much.
Yeah! All right.
I love how there's the yeah, the actual yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many boxes?
I sometimes leave it in. I sometimes take it out.
It has 19.
It's not important.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
We're on 12, right?
We are on. Hello and welcome to episode 12. I was going to say it in Spanish, but I couldn't remember off the top of my head.
Ocho cinco.
Ocho dos. Ocho dos. It's ocho is eight, so eight, welcome to episode
dose.
82.
Yeah, we're jumping to 82.
Welcome to episode uno dos.
Nobody will know.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Whoa, no. Welcome to episode 12 of Muse on Minis.
Bienvenido.
You said that like 12 times.
Wait, what?
82.
I didn't
actually say 82. Bienvenido a Miami.
All right.
Right? Bienvenido a Miami. All
right.
Well, now okay?
Bienvenido a Miami. All
right.
We good?
Bueno.
All right, I'm Colin. I play score.
Spanish is the best language. I am Adim, and I play minions.
Shut up.
Fox McCloud Cricks.
I think it's Adem, but yes, this is Lance Applicator.
This is Crump, and I'm currently playing Venganza de Sahara.
Who's that?
Yeah, my brother's
Spanish retribution.
That's the Spanish word for retribution.
Why are you playing
Venganza?
Oh my god, I love
you had
de Sahara. I have all of his models sitting in stripper that haven't been like painting all my circle stuff. So I'm currently on Rhett for a month.
All right,
it's awful.
You miss your home so much.
I mean, speaking of
circle. All the sweet circle models just came out today. Like the Rhyderhorn and the Moonon came out, and I was like, squee! I can't play them.
Yeah.
Speaking of circle, there was a new model that we have some concept art for. What league was this again? What was it called?
Halfaug.
Isn't that the
Halfaug?
I think that's how now
what we're doing, yes.
Yeah, that's one.
How now, Barn Cow.
Yeah.
But this was the... God, what side am I
on? It is
the
purest.
Yes,
I'm opportunist, so
whatever.
I don't
know. It doesn't matter. The point is, people played in this league. PG submitted that people were playing in this league, and then Privateer Press was like, "Hey, here's the sweet concept art."
Yeah. So it kind of looks like a black clad.
Yeah, he's got rocks on his.
I mean, it
cape.
Is a black clad. It is a black clad.
He's dressed and wearing the armor of a black clad.
It is literally a black clad.
Yeah.
Druids of Ouroboros are black clads.
Yeah. Minus.
So, wait. We said it was the lock and load exclusive sculpt for black clads?
No. I jokingly said, how great would it be if this was just an alternate sculpt for black clad?
A variant sculpt.
But he doesn't have a weapon, so it can't be.
It could be.
He just has a bunch of rocks.
He could have
cape.
It behind his body.
Oh my god, he
like,
doesn't
body.
Have a weapon.
Yeah, he has rocks, Colin.
I want to.
Yeah, hold, look at his hand. Look at his hand behind him. He's got a hand with a haft, and it's going up behind his head. Is the head of the Voluge?
No.
He's holding it backhanded.
No,
yeah,
there's not.
Yeah,
there's
nothing in that hand.
No, it's not in the hand, Nick.
Not the hand raising up, but the one behind him.
Yes.
He's holding the haft of a weapon.
His
yeah,
fist
it is.
Is
it looks
clenched.
Like
his fist is clenched.
Yeah, it's on his.
It's
his
a,
arm.
It was, the picture
it's
has
just,
been shrunk
it's
down,
just duct taped to his arm.
Anyways, it might just be another rock.
Could be
another
rock.
He doesn't have. The typical druid weapon.
Doesn't matter.
And in the artwork does not have any weapon of note. And I would think it weird for them to put it on the back
rocks.
Of the cape because there's not really normally a place for them.
He has rocks.
Yeah, thanks, Fox.
So maybe you guys
they're going to be on his cape.
Maybe you guys are getting an Assyrius style caster.
No. You know what this is?
This is
a, like, when you kill a stone, this comes out of the stone.
It's
just
like
gangbusters.
Blah!
You're just like,
gangbusters.
It's like whack-a-mole. You just like hit a stone, and then it's just like... Blah, blah.
You got to roll it randomly to see if this guy bursts out of it like a stripper out of a birthday cake.
And burst of the placenta.
So like, I know most of the people like have kind of said that it looks like he's throwing the rocks out.
Wait.
What if he's actually bringing the rocks to him?
Or bursting
he
out of
he could be
them.
Raising the rocks like if a
I'm
rock
going
dies,
with bursting
he can bring it back.
His what?
Bursting out of them. I don't think it's very logical that he's bursting out of them, considering the formations of the stone on the model.
He could be a three-point named character solo. He could be part of a three-man unit of character guys. He looks important enough to not just be like an average guy.
I'm trying to think of how often they put like units as a, he is not a caster.
I don't think he's a caster.
But
me and Nick do not think he's a caster.
I don't think he's a caster because he looks exactly like every other black clad.
Yeah.
And when so far every single case when a druid becomes like a warlock, they no longer like cover their faces and make themselves very notable and stand out in front of everyone.
Like, Grail kind of looks like Wolves of Orboros a little bit. His armor does.
Yeah, but his face is exposed.
Okay.
I don't know. My thing is, it feels like there's a lot going on here for just a random solo.
There's a lot of casters that have their face covered. What are you talking about?
In Circle?
Not just in Circle. I mean, in general.
In Circle, there's not a single one.
Okay, this could be the first. Not outside. Just because his face isn't covered is not a way to like 100% define it's not
it
a caster.
Exactly like every other black lad, it's not a caster.
Also, he doesn't have any like spell things around him.
In all reality, what I think he's
that's true.
Be,
he doesn't have like runes.
Runes. Yeah. But these are the color ones, not during the.
He does it around his mace.
They don't do it around sketches like the quick sketches like this. They don't normally put the runes on them. They do that in the color section of it, but I don't know. Whatever.
There's a potential he could be a caster, but I highly doubt it.
I think he's going to be like the Stormblade Captain or the Kador.
Maybe. That could be interesting.
Like a 2-point solo that does something sweet.
Yeah.
People that
makes druids do something sweet. Right. Like, like
or
the
he could help.
Captain or the Kador.
Yeah, he could help heal constructs, maybe.
Yeah, that could be cool. Since druids
I hope it's
that.
Still a magic.
Right.
Like, it's still like a magic ability.
Right.
So that way they still can't heal Wuldrath.
No, they should be able to heal Wuldrath.
It depends.
Spellboard.
I know, but I think they should be able to heal Wuldrath.
I know
just
they
Baldur.
Should be able to.
Right.
They're going to be able to.
All right.
Shifting Stones can, dude.
Yeah, take that D3! But yeah, I don't know. This guy looks really sweet.
Yeah, this is honestly one of the like coolest concepts
like,
things I've seen in a long time.
I actually hope he's like actually something to buff. This was something that got brought up at our local shop. I don't know if it's been on the forums or anything, but
yeah, it's
something
all
to buff like Megalith.
No, just Wolds in general.
Just an attachment for Megalith.
A Wold choir member.
No, just like a 2-point solo that like if he's just a black clad wayfarer, so has just like the rock spray that all black clad wayfarers have.
Right.
Like, just has that, some other star action that would make sense. And then basically, if he had, like, an Arcanist star action, like, +2 strength to Wolds.
Oh, that one piece of rock right there actually kind of looks like the top of a shifting stone.
Yeah.
If you actually look at
what he's standing on?
The issue is that all circle-like rocks
Have a very... Well, I mean, do they actually look like the top of a shifting stone?
Which part are you...
The middle rock, like, right... At his waist, like across.
Yeah.
I'm
talking about this one.
The one that's like coming out at you.
Because it has like corners that are forming like.
Yeah, it's
and
a pretty
all
well
look
defined.
Like shifting stones.
How great would it be if he was like the circle's Janissa with star action and then he could put 2 down?
Yeah. I mean,
that'd be retarded.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, the. God, Wolds, why? Like, Wolds are... Circle players have wanted some way to buff Wolds in their hitting power.
To make them relevant?
Forever.
Yeah.
The issue is that if you're going to bring a... So, like, you know, people were just like, you know, like, just give Circle Rage the Animus. And I'm like, yeah, but then you'd still take Stalkers, because that would be better on Stalkers than Wolds, because you go from POW 18 to 21 instead of 7, you know.
You need something limited to Wolds to make them
21?
Better.
Right.
Oh, my
right.
gosh, no.
To make it even, like, a potential, like, decision.
Right.
Like there's
that wouldn't be a Stalker.
Yeah.
Or
because Wolds have... Pretty much all Wolds have going for them is that they have Pathfinder. Pretty much it.
A little bit hardier armor-wise versus some ferals.
Yeah. And they're like
geomancy they're like and the various things they've got. I guess
their defensive stats are pretty buns.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting. I kind of can't wait to see the other artwork that comes out from this league because I think we'll see both, right? There's gonna be should be two.
Yeah, eventually.
If enough people play the other side,
yeah,
or whatever.
That always happens.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty sweet. Look forward to seeing the next one. So stay tuned to Privateer Press. And
nothing's probably, gonna look as cool as this guy.
Probably stay tuned to Muse on Minis or even like Chain Attack. Those guys will also
not
be
Chain
showing
Attack,
those.
Colin.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
we
betraying.
We can be nice to Chain Attack
you're,
for once.
You're betraying the brand.
Also, stuff that came out was the regular Junior sculpts came out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The overarching theme seems to be everyone thinks they look a little bit better than the Kickstarter.
I would say every single one of them looks better except for Jake's. And not necessarily better, but they're either the same level of like, it's a model.
Mm.
Or
way more dynamic.
Way better. Or Jake's.
I wouldn't say more dynamic.
They seem to be doing better poses.
So, like, the Tristan has just reposed himself slightly, still doing the same boring, like, just standing here with my staff.
He was, like, he's going sideways on the Kickstarter one.
In the Kickstarter one, he's all, like, Jedi Qui-Gon Jinn, or Darth Maul spin.
He's, like, holding a defensive, like, spear in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second one is just him being
standing
Switch
there.
Nailer.
Yeah, people might actually like the neutral stance more.
Hmm. No,
yeah, actually,
no,
I like the Kickstarter.
Their heads are facing different directions.
I don't care about.
I like the Kickstarter one much more. Actually, that's the only one I think though that's actually like, yes, this one's actually probably better as a Kickstarter.
Jake's is better. The Kickstarter version is better. It's where
I
she's
think
like
close. I like being able to see her gun.
I was wondering where you were going to end that sentence.
Yeah, I was.
It's like, I like
not
the new one
about her penis.
Yeah, we already made that joke.
Gaston is one gajillion times better.
Yeah,
I don't love it still, but
yeah, because he got the swords kind of crossed at his back, and he's got the gypsy kiss up.
No, gypsy kiss is like down to the ground, like he's about to sneak around the corner and bite someone in the face.
Right, but it's up versus in his holster
that the other one
has.
It's out.
Yeah.
Alara is pretty awesome.
Alara is 1,000,000 times better. Holy crap.
Jeez, I gotta see these. Like, I haven't seen them.
I mean, Privateer Press, I feel like they did a really
basically,
good job.
Basically, instead of being... So, Kickstarter Alara looks like an ostrich trying to eat food on the ground.
Mm.
And the new one looks like this BA ninja chick with, like...
giant hand scythes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
That are shaped like galaxies.
Yeah, cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet.
So glad I didn't Kickstart.
I like Andre's.
Whoa!
A little bit.
I mean, if I had
better
money, I would have kickstarted. Yeah. Like the issue is they were just like Kickstarter ends literally 3 days before
oh
Nick
gosh.
Has a job.
I actually saw the tactics. I actually saw a tactics video and it looked really cool.
Yeah,
like through Privateer Press or something, like just on like a IGN or something.
No, I think it was one of Privateer Press's videos. Yeah.
Of course, they're gonna make it look good.
Yeah. Well, Striker T was feeding and he like stuck his sword in the ground and like a bunch of electric went everywhere.
That's pretty odd. I mean,
that's weird for Striker T's feet. Or Striker 3's. Or Striker 1's feet.
Striker 2? Striker 2, I could see doing it. He's overcharging his
that's what it, yeah,
power.
That's not feeding.
Yeah, it is. What?
I don't know.
That's not feeding.
The feet of him is to go
okay.
Again.
Oh, maybe he was just doing that.
Maybe though. It just felt like throwing a sword in the ground.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Being like, look how sweet I am.
And then just channeling electricity into it going,
So you know it was Striker 2?
I think he was overloading, so.
Was he on a horse?
No.
Okay, so it's Striker 2.
Why not?
Because they would
one?
Never put P Striker.
Okay, was he wearing goggles?
I couldn't tell, Nick.
Did he have BA looking armor or like a flimsy like?
I just couldn't.
Fox, you're worthless.
All I know is he freaking looked like he was overloading.
Okay, somebody in our forums find this video and link it in our thread.
No,
it was just like a YouTube video.
But I like maybe he dismounted from his horse.
There was no horse.
There
was
no
horse.
Maybe the sword his horse.
Oh my God. Striker, like to be fair, Striker in all of his like as a legendary caster, he should still know what he knew.
Epic. Don't say legendary. Legendary.
What is it? Ultimate?
No. Striker 3.
Okay.
Okay. It's not let. It's
he's
not
an
let,
epic warcaster.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Have you ever tried typing legendary into privateer presses? Like,
no, I haven't.
It auto-corrects it to epic.
Really?
Yep. Because, you know, if you're playing really? Against another person that's playing Striker, if it was a legendary, they'd both fall off.
But I thought they didn't like us using the 3 number.
No, they wanted us to do that versus P, E, and L.
Yep.
They want the numbers instead
of
the letters.
Striker 3.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Makes it easier.
Also, whenever... I think this might still be one, but whenever someone typed out, like, COC, it changed to convergence of series.
Yep. Even when it was in the middle of a word.
Ooh.
Like, you could do cuckoo and it'd be like, convergence of Cirrus ooh.
Or like concoction and it would just be like
convergence of Cirrus chun. Yeah.
That's like, good job.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the juniors look pretty awesome. Again, check out our Facebook.
Got Alara and Gaston, the ones I cared about, looked so sweet. And then all the other ones just looked pretty much the same.
I do kind of find it funny because a lot of people like kind of laughed at me when I said, I wasn't going to be able to kickstart.
And they were just like, your models are going to look way worse than ours.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone said that. Like, oh, man, Colin, you're going to miss out. Our models are going to be so much sweeter than yours.
And then then you saw Gaston, and you were like, he doesn't have Gypsy Kiss out. The other sculpt is better.
Wait. Yeah. So shouldn't you think about this? If it was Privateer Press, they should make the crappy sculpts the Kickstarter. So everybody's like, oh, my God, I got to get these. They're exclusive. And then to sell more models, you make a better sculpt for the general release.
I mean, it doesn't matter. People are kickstarting just to support Privateer Press.
Of course it is.
And the game.
If I had money.
And you get a lot of cool stuff in the game if you met certain levels. So.
Yeah. Turns out four of the five of us didn't have money.
So I'm the only one that kickstarted?
Yeah, poor.
Because you're the only one of us with a job.
Why am I not more important on this podcast? I should be throwing money at you to do things.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Was just out of college looking for jobs when Kickstarter happened.
Oh my god.
Lance is just
this changes
here.
Everything.
Lance is just sitting here. Take it off.
John,
take
tables
it off.
Have turned.
Take
Lance,
it all
did you not
off.
Realize you make were our rain. John? You are our money bags.
I'm your money bags? I'm not buying you guys anything. I know. Fine.
I just actually want to see someone take a picture of Lance now and put like a monocle and like top hat and have him holding money bags.
Just put my face on the Monopoly guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Sure.
Also,
I'd put that in a shirt. I'd buy it.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Another goofy sculpt came out.
So we didn't realize how goofy this was until my brother pointed it out.
I thought it looked... Like, I thought the sculpt looked absolutely amazing for Epic Resnick.
Oh.
Chariot Resnick.
And then Adam pointed out something about the horses.
So, if you look closely at the model, the horse in the image to your right has two straight legs.
Yeah, so the horse in the on the left side of the chariot, its two front legs are basically stiff-armed towards the ground forward out from underneath the horse.
He's literally doing like Nazi march with his front legs.
At the same time.
At the same time.
So it's not like one back and one forward out like trotting. It's full extension.
Don't get me wrong. In a full run, a horse will extend its leg fully forward and then make like it's actually really awesome. If you guys haven't seen a video of it, Google it and watch a video of
horse
running.
I'm good.
No, watch it.
I'm good. I'm good.
Watch a horse running at full speed. It's actually kind of like amazing.
Yeah.
The anatomy involved.
You can just tell us. We'll take your word for it.
Near like a natural movement for a horse. And then Nick earlier was like, well, maybe he's stopping. If the horse was stopping, he would have two broken legs. And then you would shoot the horse.
It's really well armored. Yeah. It probably wouldn't break.
Yeah, it's got like
his inner knees are armored. That horse is full of adamantium.
Like,
you just bend that. That's an easy fix.
Yeah. The point is,
I know what the point is.
Appears to have never seen a horse.
In running.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're so, like, at Privateer Press, they have to get the anatomy right.
Right.
So, like...
Yeah. All the animals have wings.
I bet these horses both have huge penises.
Right.
But, like, for some reason, don't have knees.
Maybe horses in the Iron Kingdoms, they all have giant penises.
Explained.
And they run...
Explained.
They run, like... I'm trying to think of an animal that...
Anything you're about to say is like, then contradicted by the horse standing right next to it.
The other horse is like,
The other horse looks normal.
The other horse is like, why are you walking retarded? Walk like I'm
and you're
walking.
Like, I don't know. Derp, derp.
Like, it doesn't matter
someone
what
should,
you say.
I want to get back into Menoth now, because you know how I've been jokingly like wanting to put googly eyes on my models for a long time? I want to do this and just put it on the left horse only.
Just... Why is the left horse have googly eyes? Look at his legs. What are you talking about? I think I've rest my case.
I gotta get a new horse.
Yeah.
Resnick's like, oh man, I can't believe
what is
Harbinger brought
this
me this horse, so I feel bad returning it, but it's got problems.
Yeah, no, you just make give that horse googly eyes and then replace Resnick with Peter Griffin.
But yeah, other than that one horse, this model looks absolutely outstanding.
It does look... If you put Resnick as Peter Griffin, which again is against the new the new conversion rules...
Oh!
We put a little cartoon like bubble above his head going, yeah, like he's riding the luck dragon.
My Ninja Turtle's illegal. I just realized last night.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yep. Gonna have to buy another one of those things.
God, thank God
we
did
never
not buy
replace it.
Thank God I made four of them. Yeah, well, there was for a long time. You were just like, we should just get four spitters just to make Ninja Turtles.
What? Wait, no, that mod is just the headband.
It's Michelangelo.
It's just the headband.
It's a headband.
Yeah. You take off the headband,
bands, and they've been painted. And he's standing on a New York sewer.
Oh boy, because those are trademarks.
I mean, no,
you just take off the headband.
Sewer
and
fine.
Yeah, you just take off the headband.
It's actually
just
the headband. And actually, they might not have a problem with that. Because like, it's not a logo.
It's just a burglar.
It's definitely
intellectual property.
Yeah, intellectual property rights.
Just say it's a turtle burglar. A turd burglar.
Why is that one orange and that one's blue and that one's purple? Well, duh, to differentiate
them. You just paint them all black. You just paint over the orange. It's fine.
Favorite colors. I wrote backstory about it. Do you want to read it? It's 20 pages long. No, I don't care.
Can that be now what turd burglar means is turtle burglar?
Turtle burglar.
Sorry, okay. I didn't mean to digress from our discussion.
No, that's fine.
Ben-Hur.
The model looks pretty sweet otherwise.
Yeah, so far the sweetest battle engine model, but there's
God, his name tilts me so much.
Wrath of Ages.
Just like the name is amazing. It sounds like a rock song.
Yeah.
Just like the new X-Men
movie.
It's
Rock of Ages.
It sounds like a musical.
Rock of Ages. Yeah.
Rock of Ages.
Yeah, that's exactly
which is actually a Def Leppard song.
Is that trademarked?
Oh my
is that trademarked?
Yes. Rock of Ages?
Like, yeah.
I hope that was a movie with Tom Cruise.
About the musical.
No. Yeah. Baldur's going to go epic, be Circle's battle engine caster, and he's going to be called like Baldur Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, yeah.
Watch.
It was a Def Leppard song before any of that stuff happened, but that's beside the point.
Okay.
As a music purist here, I just have to be corrected that the musical did not come first.
This is completely off topic.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Yeah. You're welcome.
This is a plea to Privateer Press. Minions is still not a faction.
Get on that.
For some reason, I decided to go into the Privateer Press forums just because I was like, you know what? I had this conversation like 2+ years ago. Mm. And so my faction on the Privateer Press forums is Monster Apocalypse, which game exists still. You know,
right.
It definitely still exists.
Nobody's making it anymore.
Is that still an option? Yeah. Monster Apocalypse is still an option for factions, yet Minions is not an option.
Because they're not a faction.
Wait, is Convergence of Cirrus is an option. Minions is not an option. If anybody that works for Privateer Press and has the power to do this,
I'm just going to slow nod.
It's never going
to say
happen.
Like, they're not a faction. We've been trying to prove this to Adam this whole time.
Is it Mercs and Minions like, together? Or?
No. Mercenaries, Convergence, Trollbloods.
Well, at least they have their own forum.
Yeah, at least we have our own area.
Yep. Yep.
Stay in your area.
But
just stay over there with the special kids.
Guys are talking about
so,
stuff.
Moving on. I have to open a forum.
You have
so we got an hour and a half.
Technical
we're
difficulties.
We're going down to Caster Breakdown. Nick, it's on you. Breakdown
Thagrosh. What do you want me to... Thagrosh.
Break him down. Take get his model. Put it together. Take it apart.
With a hammer.
Yes. We're going in to a Caster Eek Breakdown.
It's not what it says on the sheet. It doesn't say Eek anywhere.
Yeah, that's it's a joke.
That scared the crap out of
me. Also, the breakdown sound should just be like an engine falling apart.
It's just Thagros, right? Because the P silent, like pterodactyl.
Thagros.
No, it's P. That's an awful inside joke. That's an awful inside joke.
All right, so my friend plays online poker, or did at for a while. He's actually really good at it, but he was watching like these feeds of this guy whose name was P. Pterodactyl, and he's just like, Crump, you gotta come see this guy. He's really good. His name's P. Pterodactyl, and I like came in, and he'd been telling me about it for weeks, and I came in, and I just like look at the guy's name. It's like P. Pterodactyl, like 623 or something, and I just look at it, and I'm like, Matt. He's like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, his name is just Pterodactyl 623.
It was pretty ridiculous.
P. Pterodactyl.
It's like knife.
It's pretty good.
This guy's
name is K-Knife.
All right. K-Knife, check this out. All right. So Pythagrosh.
We're going to break down Pythagrosh. And so Thagrosh is he on a medium base?
Yes. He is on a medium base.
He's on a medium base, and his defensive stats are 14-16.
I actually thought he was on a large base.
No. Epic Thagrosh is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because he's like getting bigger and bigger, and eventually he'll just be a colossal.
Yep.
He's got an 8-inch spray, POW 12. He's got a MAT 16 reach weapon, and then he has just
MAT 16?
MAT 16.
POW 16.
MAT 16. Warcaster.
Yeah, he's MAT 7.
Yep.
Let's see. Should I go through all of his abilities?
No.
Okay,
what does he do?
So here is what matters for Thagrosh. He has an ability that in his command range, enemy models suffer -2 strength. So it's effectively just like stuff in his command. Gets +2 armor. He has a cool rule where he gets to cast an Animus of a War Beast for free every turn, which is pretty sweet because he usually takes Carnivians, which have spiny growth, to continue to stack armor with a stupid -2 strength aura.
That's so pretty sweet.
Carnivians get up to like armor 22 because they're 11, 18, right?
11, 18, yep.
Yeah. Jeez. And then -2 strength and then +2 arm.
Right. Is that with just the strength and the spiny growth?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It can't get any higher.
Yeah.
So,
and obviously the -2 is just for like melee attacks.
Yeah.
Shots
his
will work just
fine. Sweet too because it RFPs. Except for living and undead models.
His spray?
No, his rapture, his his reach weapon.
Oh, it RFPs things?
Oh, it RFPs.
That's right.
And makes a cloud.
Oh.
And everything catches on fire.
Oh, eruption
takes
of
a
yeah,
cloud.
It has eruption.
I will say this about him. He has the best named weapon of any caster in the entire game.
What's
rapture?
It called?
Rapture.
Rapture.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's just because it always makes me think of BioShock.
Right.
I mean, this is the caster as a Scorn player I almost always see. Because they have the... he has Draconic Blessing, which is +2 strength and terror. But it's the +2 strength that matters.
Is that model
are you sure about that? He's one of the... he's one of the better... Unit. So it's a... when I first got into Circle, people said that like Circle was a pillow-fisted faction. And actually probably the faction in Hordes that I feel is the most pillow-fisted is actually Legion.
Legion?
Which is why the casters you usually see them play are the ones with a sort of armor help.
Right.
So, like, Thagrosh, Veil 1 you used to see a lot. Saren does not have a way to help with armor, but she has a feat which just is like... My heavy gets to attack your heavy 2 turns in a row.
Right.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Which
makes up for the pillow fisting just from volume of attacks.
Yeah. They also have the armor piercing. So, like,
right.
With Saren being able to get 2 armor piercing attacks off on a heavy, basically, that should kill
makes
that.
A difference.
Yeah. So, his other spell of note, because there is literally only one other spell of note, is Fog of War, which just gives everything in his controller a concealment. His other 2 spells are, like, Bad Blood is actually kind of a kick in the nuts occasionally.
Against Hordes, right?
Yeah, it means, like, that something can't be, like, transferred to
right.
or, like, take its fury back or anything. It's a real kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
Situationally. Oftentimes, if you cast it, it ends up getting him killed. They usually take, like, 1 or 2 spell martyrs.
Right.
If there's, if there's a point left, but it's such a situational spell that you don't, like, plan to have a spell martyr on your list. And then he has Mutagenesis, which is, like, a cute spell that
usually results in him just dying.
What's it do?
It's an assassination attempt to be aware of.
Really like, bad assassination thing. It's like a POW 12, and if it kills an enemy model, he gets... Is it enemy or just any model?
It's enemy.
Boxes an enemy model, then he, like, ends up where that model was.
Oh, he's, like, bursts out of them?
Yeah, essentially. But the spell costs three of his seven focus. Ugh. And then he's, like, Matt, 7 POW 16,
God, he has seven
so
fury.
It's kind of... Cute. It's every time I've seen it happen, it's just like the last ditch. I'm just gonna try to kill your caster.
See if I can't pop up next to you and try to slice you down.
Yeah, and then he has Oblit, which is always situationally really
useful.
It's something to be aware of if you are playing against a Pythagoras player. It's just to be aware of it, so you don't put yourself in a situation where that could be successful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and then his feat is basically just bring an archangel back.
It's not necessarily an archangel. His feat is return one destroyed Shredder. That was part of Thagros' battle group to play.
His feat just says bring an archangel.
No, it's return one destroyed war beast. That was part of his battle group to play. Place it within 3 inches of him, and the war beast has to forfeit its action the turn it comes into play, which it can still cast Animi and do.
Yeah, but it's 100% fresh. It's all back to normal.
Yep.
Okay.
Fresh is so clean.
Playing against Thagros. Need to be able to deal with stuff that's around like armor 22 ish,
right?
20 to 22.
A little bit of an armor.
Archangels get to
their
23.
Armor 19.
No,
yeah.
they get to effectively 23 with him.
Yeah, they're arm 18, aren't they?
No, they're 19. They're 19. They're like 11, 19. So if your opponent does have an archangel,
they sure are 18.
Oh, okay.
Really?
What a piece of crap.
Right. Why do people take that? Because
the
colossal is kind of problematic.
The most money for
yes.
the piece.
It no, also, I agree.
It's also
actually really good in this list.
It also gets D3 plus one spray attacks.
Right. And it's, and it's what's its pow on the weapons?
Whole, if they were freaking
oh,
sprays, Jesus
They're not
Christ.
Sprays. Never
what
mind.
What are they?
Just shots?
They're just shots.
Oh, okay. They're like gravity.
If they were D3 plus one 10-inch sprays,
I would spray.
It's just like,
I would spray.
God, we just are a terrible podcast.
Yeah, what do you want from us? We're the,
what, you want us to know the what's, models we're talking about?
What's the pow on his hands?
19 is on his bite, which is his, like the most powerful attack.
Yeah.
The claws, I think, are like 16s.
17s.
17s, yeah. But
it's, it goes up to 21.
Yeah. They're POW 3, to answer your question.
I mean, it's relevant.
Got you good.
It's relevant.
I'm going to have to choke somebody in this podcast.
Yeah, him, right? Him, right? It's him, right?
I haven't decided yet.
So playing against Thagros, you need to be able to deal with heavy. You have like two options. One, be able to deal with high arm heavies really easily. The reason I say that is because your opponent will have one more heavy than you, right? Because you're going to, like, kill one, and then they're going to feed it back, and then you'll have to, like, kill two or three more.
Well, you have one more than they usually have, not necessarily more than what you have.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just
sure.
one
sure,
more
sure.
piece. Yeah.
So being able
Unless
to kill...
Unless you can RFP them, I guess.
Right. That's the other thing. So you need to be able to kill pretty high arm heavies really easily, which some people can do.
Yeah.
The other option is RFP every single battlegroup model that you kill,
right.
which can be really easy for some factions and extremely difficult for others.
Right.
Trolls don't care. Like, really. Yeah. Like, that faction has a lot of easy to remove a heavy.
Well, Legion is fairly beast heavy anyway. I mean, how many beasts is he usually running, do you see?
If he's running an Archangel, like, it's only like two.
Yeah, it's like a Carnivian, him, and a Shredder.
Oh, yeah. I guess I forget about the Shredder. But yeah.
So like, otherwise it's
but
like
you don't have that.
Otherwise it's like three heavies.
Yeah. Mm. Technically four with the feet.
Sure.
And a Shredder.
Yikes.
Like, so you need to be able to take like in playing against me you have to be able to take a list that
right.
My plan is to just kill his Archangel two turns in a row.
Yeah.
Mm. Like that's my general plan.
That can be pretty that's actually one of the reasons I don't love the Archangel in the Thagros list. Like, yeah, it seems really money for a Legion player to put it in the list because it's just like feedback 20 points.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm going to
bring
back the most.
It is technically the greatest value.
Sure. The issue is that if they are easily able to remove your Archangel, then you feed it back the following turn. Whereas if they killed, like, a Carnivian and then you feed it back. So, say if my list is like. This is not what a list would be, but say my list is Carnivian, Carnivian, Carnivian versus Archangel, Carnivian. And they kill my Archangel. That means, on the following turn, when I feed back the Archangel, only the Carnivian can effectively kill another heavy, whereas in the other list, if they kill a Carnivian, I have two Carnivians that can go kill other things, right. Meaning that it's way harder for my opponent to just, like, easily just do the, like, 1-2 punch on my feeded back thing.
Yeah.
I actually kind of don't like the Archangel with him. I like heavy infantry spam with War Spears. I think
I mean, I think War
I think Spears... that would be a really difficult list to, I mean... to play against.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about War Spears is prey. I have come to hate that rule.
No.
Absolutely hate it.
Why?
Why?
Because sometimes you need your stuff that has prey to kill stuff that's not in the prey like model unit, and then you're like, this sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, see, the only thing that I like about... That's part of the reason why I like them with him is because he has the armor buff for them to be able to get... I mean, yes, it's still harder for them to hit, but they're mat 7s on hits instead of mat 9s against their non-attack. And right. They have assault, so they could still assault things that aren't their prey.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. If you're really worried about mat, you can add a warmonger.
Oh, God, they're only rat 5. No, it's their rat. Is the issue.
But so if they're praying, they're shooting 7s. They're rat 7s with
prey. That's the issue, is that, oh, I need them to kill not prey with their guns.
Yeah.
The problem is that a guy playing, knowing that he has to play against prey, and say it's on a fast unit or something, they can kind of...
But if you have two units that are praying two different units...
Yeah, sure.
I'm just saying, if you, having two
Then they
full
switch
units,
it up, and then it doesn't matter, because one unit's praying the other unit.
You pray. You pray now.
Also, the thing that I don't like about prey is that... Even when you prey, effectively only matters on one unit. Like, you only get 1-2 prey targets a game.
Yeah,
right. Because if you prey a unit at the start of the game, it's never going to shift. Barring some really obscene situation where your opponent, for some reason, didn't run, the last model in the unit onto the edge of their table.
But that stops them from offensive buffing their unit now.
Yeah, except the entire unit is dead except that one guy.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's I'm not talking at the start of the game
okay.
The guy.
Yeah.
I just really abort, run.
Right, no, I'm not saying it's not.
It's actually a really good decision because I'm sure you run into this with, I have Totem Hunter that I play a lot with Prey. And if they were to do that, then I'm like, well, crap. I'm not going to get a Gator to go, I'm not going to go kill this one model. So that Totem Hunter can prey something else. It becomes...
Yeah, I mean...
You're going to get a few attacks out of it.
A single model with prey wants to target another single model and kill it. He's not going to target a unit, but a unit with prey has at least the volume of attacks to possibly put a unit down over a period of turns.
Yeah, maybe.
With Totem Hunter, I actually sometimes... since we're talking about prey, something that I'll do is I'll prey a unit that I'm not planning on attacking with Totem Hunter.
Okay.
To give him the +2 movement to
sure.
go kill their support
Especially
pieces.
Especially with Leap. Yeah.
To go kill their support pieces that,
right.
you know, I really need to die
right.
in order for my... Because then my Gators can kill out that unit that was in front that I really
don't
care
it's probably
about.
A little different for War Spears because they have Assault, so their threat range is pretty significant. To where, with a Totem Hunter, you're hoping to actually just start within 10 inches of that.
So, bringing up the assault, that's kind of something cool, though, because even if you don't start within the 10 and you assault your target, you can charge, get your ranged attack, and then be +2 to hit and damage,
which is why prey is actually better with them than I think with almost any other unit.
And the strength buff that Pythagrosh has, going back to what we were talking about, it being Pythag, that counts towards their thrown spears, because it's a thrown spear.
Yeah, it's actually really awesome. Is that unit naturally terrifying?
Yeah, just naturally.
Okay.
The super scary ogres.
But yeah, I mean, Pythags...
Oh, sorry, Ogryn.
Pythags is a caster I believe you'll see in competitive play. I know I've seen him personally. Yeah. And I think the player who took second at Adepticon was actually a... I don't actually remember his name. I'm really sorry. but he's a Cedar Rapids player. And I think he actually owns a store in Cedar Rapids. I know he at least works there.
Yeah.
But
the guy's actually from New York. No, I'm just joking.
but he... he plays Pythags. I know I played against his Pythags list, and it's really, really, really good.
Mm.
And, it's really tough. He has, in his list, it's, War Spears. He has the Pot. He has...
Does he have Afflictors?
Does he play the tier?
I don't believe so.
I hate it.
Does he play the tier list?
I don't know the tier list. What is his tier, actually?
So he's got two different tiers available to him. One of the tiers, he takes Spawning Vessels and Ogryns.
The new one where he just gets like a retarded number of beast mistresses.
Yeah, that's the new one.
And they like that list is actually just stupid. It's like plus 7 points.
Who's the caster that does the lesser spam? Is that Thagrosh?
That's Epic Thagrosh normally. Although Jake, I think it was at TempleCon, played Thagrosh as P Thagrosh. Is Thagrosh 1's new tier where you get to take beast mistresses and they get like a ton of shredders, and for each shredder that's on them is like a 1 point shredder. Yeah. No, okay, so here are the theme bonuses.
What's it called, first of all?
The theme is New Blood.
Okay.
New Blood.
Yes, and this is the new version.
Non-character War Beasts, except Typhon, because he gets to be in Thagrosh's because of the affinity.
Right.
Spawning Vessel is the only unit that you can bring. Solos, Beastmistress, Shepherds, Sorceresses, and Halions, the 4 point solo that's riding the thing. Spell Martyr, Succubus. Tier 1, increase the FA of Spawning Vessels and Beastmistresses by 2.
Sure.
Not 2-2.
By 2 or
so
what
you can
they
get
are now.
3 pots.
Got it.
And 4 mistresses? I think.
Yes.
Yeah, 4 beast mistresses. tier 2, the army has one of them spawning vessel units.
Right.
Each spawning vessel in the army begins with one corpse token on it.
Sure.
Tier 3, the army includes 2 or more of those beast mistress solos.
Mm-hmm.
Add 1 war beast to each beast mistress battle group free of cost. So if you have 4 beastress mistresses, that's 4 free
8 points.
2 point things. So that's 8 points.
Yeah.
So all Legion theme forces are basically just get like plus 7 points to your opponent.
Right.
Was this a no quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then tier 4 is the army includes 3 or more war beasts with dig in, which are the tariffs, and I think one of the lights has it as well.
Is it the stinger?
I think. Like I probably.
Okay. And what happens when there's 3 of them?
Yep, stingers have taken.
Okay.
And it is beast mistresses and war beasts, and their battle group gain AD.
Hmm. Wow. That's just, yeah. It's a ton of beasts and just support units for it, basically.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, it's just like, it's kind of just basically how Thagrosh would play, except for instead of having like a unit, he just has 4 beast mistress units.
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I could see that being kind of decent because you can swap terror, not terror.
You get to play 8 points up and you have 3 pots.
That's pretty amazing.
That's a lot of pot.
That's a lot of.
Oh, man, that was a joke right there.
That's what Fox does.
That could have been a yeah
moment. That could have been a yeah moment.
Yeah, I know.
That was a yeah.
Like 3
it's still a yeah moment. It's still a yeah moment.
Okay, let's back up.
But yeah.
You can cut it out. Lance will cut it out, and then we can use it.
So Thagrosh's shtick is that he tries to stack armor pretty well. He's kind of resilient to shooting because of Fog of War. And you need to be able to either kill high armor stuff very easily, repeatedly, or kill high armor stuff, and then while killing it, remove it from play. Those are the shticks.
That is how you play.
Other than that, he's like a very slow, bricky style.
Right. If I played Legion, he would be one of the casters I'd play. I think him and Epic Thagrosh are just very interesting.
Absolutely.
He seems like a really cool caster.
I know Marshall plays him a lot.
He does. Yeah. And I played against him several times. He's always fun to play against. He always makes an interesting game.
Despite his spell list being 2 spells, he is a very good caster.
He is.
So, speaking of how to play against him,
2.5.
Everybody in Hordes can take Slaughterhousers. They're really good.
Or Reptile Hounds. I still. Like, when Reptile Hounds got, like, spoiled, like, their card, I went on to the Scorn forums, and I was like, okay, the first one, like, the first person to post, I killed an Archangel with a Reptile Hound, and RFP'd it with Slaughterhouse. Like, I still haven't seen anybody post it.
Hmm.
Like,
maybe it hasn't happened yet.
That guy was going to get mad props. Apparently, I need to try to do that this weekend.
Yeah, you
That's
do.
The goal.
All right, I'll play Legion for weekend. You.
Thank you.
Do you have Legion models?
Nope. Someone ship it.
Jake, we'd like you to come to Iowa this weekend to
also,
give Nick your
also models. Also 2 days ago in the past.
Again, this comes out on Monday after your steamroller.
Time travel is very difficult, Lance.
Yeah, come on.
I know, right?
Come on, Doc neutralize.
Yeah, okay. So that was our caster breakdown. Pythagrosh, pretty sweet caster.
You mean caster eek breakdown.
Yeah.
What's the joke? I don't understand.
It's like first
breaks.
The first time he did breakdown, he was like
slamming on the brakes.
No, yeah. The first time I accidentally misspelled break.
Oh, with B-R-A-K-E?
Yeah.
Right.
And then Josh was just like, what are you doing, Colin? Stopping a car? And I'm like, yes. I'm stopping a car.
Okay. Now we're all caught up. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's we're really clever here down in Miami.
Oh, yeah. All right, so what are we doing next?
Next, we're going to move to some Mad Dojo. Because someone had Pythagoras Dojo and the Dojo Chicken.
Is this also truly Mad Dojo, or is this just regular?
This is truly
it's
Mad
Dojo. So okay.
That chicken was just killed for it to be mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Pythagoras Dojo.
It's on you, Adam.
No, you're on YouTube. Shoot.
Like I gave you the intro and everything.
I kind of talked about my dojo a little bit though.
Not really.
He basically did.
Yeah, I pretty much did.
All right, so who's the caster? So who's the caster?
Flush it out.
So the caster is Pythags, okay. And obviously.
So sucks.
I know, horrible, right?
Obviously.
Yeah. How many Warby's points does he have?
So it needs a lot of tweaking, but I knew we were going to be talking about Pythags this week, so I started thinking. I was like, all right, so I really like these war spears, and. Like, gosh, I wish I could take three, but I'm not going to take his tier list because I don't love his tier list. So
I mean, it's clearly amazing.
It's actually his tier.
Wait, oh, that's not the tier Jake played? Never mind. It's terrible.
No. Well, his other tier allows for you to have an increase in FA of Ogryn. However, you don't. Well, actually, let me read it again.
Are you playing the tier in this list? Are you building a tier? Okay.
I don't
so what's that. The list right now? Talk about that first, and
so
then
the
we can talk about
right
what's
now.
About.
And the list is horrible, but the because the list
awesome.
Is
it can't be
so
that
bad. Yeah. So the list is Pythag, a succubus, a Carnivian, and then it two units of war spears with the chieftains, a shepherd because I had an extra point, two mistresses with two shredders in each of them. And then I had four more points, so I added two more shredders to the background.
Are the chieftains FA2 as
the
well?
The chieftains are
okay.
FA2. So okay. This
just
is
just curious.
Yeah, they're like black. Germans.
There's way too many shredders. I was trying to like blend what both of the tier lists do together.
I mean,
right.
Can you have too many shredders?
Yeah.
I don't think you really can.
So. Yeah, you can.
This
you
might
probably
this
can.
Very well is probably
it's
way
like
too
is
many
there
shredders.
Three? It's too many.
There's six here, so this is way too many.
So his battle group is just the Carnivian.
So his battle group is a Carnivian, two shredders, and this is really this is actually really where maybe Legionnaires should come in. Instead, so probably bring down cut some of the shredders down to Legionnaires.
Wait, this is a tier, right?
With the UA.
Yeah, it is.
It is? No, he says not.
No, this is not a tier.
Deathstalkers.
So actually, here I'll just adjust it really fast.
I mean, Deathstalkers go in every list, right?
Yeah, they do.
How many?
Two. Max death.
Right. Those things are annoying to deal with.
Those things
are really annoying.
I'm going to go as far as say they're more than annoying to deal with. They are game breaking.
It actually, it's so tilting. When
says
they,
the
like,
guy with Warwitch sirens.
When they have two of those Death Stalkers and they just kind of run the side of the board.
Right.
And then they freaking get my Beast Handlers.
Yeah.
It pisses me off so much.
Yeah, my Warwitch sirens don't take
do
an entire
what
unit
I did
out.
In that one game and have a Kriya like butt humping your Beast Handlers and then also put Ash and Bale on the Beast Handlers and then they're at 17.
Sorry. Let me correct myself.
And then he
my Warwitch sirens don't take an entire unit out unless I'm playing against Khan and he is playing dwarves.
There it is.
It takes an entire unit.
Okay. Back to the dojo. This is the actual list. So the list is Pythag, a succubus, a Carnivian, a shredder. So Pythag's battle group is a Carnivian, a shredder. Mm-hmm. Two mistresses, each carrying a shredder on them. A shepherd, two ogryns, both with
like
the
shepherd book.
Two ogryn war spears, both with the chieftain. A full unit of legionnaires with the captain. So with the UA. And the idea was to make your war spears against shooting, unless of course they ignore concealment, def 15 against range, and then be able to essentially march your units, this kind of brick. It'd be a very brick type play.
Sure.
And try to keep them close to Thagrosh as well, so that if they or to charge in and engage and pass your command check, then, they're minus two strength. So you're essentially arm 18 without any other buffs, just, because they're 16s based.
Right.
And as I was talking before about the range, their range,
they're mat 7, you know, under with the prey. If they're preying against their target, they're range 8, which is what I don't love, but they threat 16 inches with their range attack against their prey. Actually, right. It's longer than that. It's
if they're within, if all of them are within
18
them.
Inches,
if they're within 10.
Yeah, if they're right. within 10. So then at that point, then it's really against something in the back arc, you know, something in the background.
Right.
But yeah. That's the dojo.
Yeah. I mean, my only, the thing about Thagarosh is that I feel like he's supposed to crack armor. I feel like you're not cracking armor that great. You get up to POW 15s with the War Spears, and that's...
POW 17s against your prey.
Wait, so, oh, against your prey.
Yep.
Okay.
That's
I guess
enough.
We can prey, they're heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. POW 17s.
POW 17 range and POW 17 melee.
Like...
That's...
like, 3 will kill a heavy.
Yeah.
And they're mat 9 against a heavy, and then they're rat 7 with a charge, so it's 2 attacks at POW 17 against their prey, so if they're trying to kill a heavy.
Right.
So you have your charge attack with rat 7... at POW 17.
So and then is there,
followed up by 9. So, yeah.
Their assault still counts as, like, it's not like a melee attack once they get in, right? It's always ranged?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kree Animus still works.
Ooh, trick with assault for those of you
Got
that don't
it.
Know it.
Good. Good.
Nailed it.
Good.
A trick with assault for those of you that don't know this. You can be engaged and assault a model outside of melee. So you can be engaged with a model in a melee and assault something that's further away. Failure assault charge, so you would charge and come base to base with the model that you're engages and still make your ranged attack against that model that you targeted with your assault. So it's a way to shoot well in melee.
That's not if, that, if you were engaged
if you read assault if you read assault it says you ignore the engage penalty.
Yeah, but if you were engaged prior to making the assault order, then you cannot make the attack.
You make a charge.
Wait, what's the
so you if a model with assault, so for example, so let's just say these war spears.
I mean, it's going to get corrected on the forums, so we can just.
So
wait.
if you have a war spear that's engaged by, say, they jam it with two models, then they can see a heavy in the background, and your war spear decides to do an assault charge against that war against that
war beast.
The war beast. They fail the charge, but they still get to make their assault attack.
Only if they've moved a minimum of 3 inches.
Does assault say that?
No, that's you have to actually charge in order to do things involving charges.
So you have
charges.
To successfully do your charge.
Like, you can't assault 0 inches.
If your charge fails, sure then your that? Assault shot fails.
Well,
no, that's
I mean,
not
it,
true.
No.
If Nick's
no.
wrong, it'll just get corrected, so...
Because yeah. you can fail your charge, but you still get assault attacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, threaten farther.
But yeah, you can't chuck, like, out of melee...
So the thing is,
or shoot out of
so melee. This is the way assault reads. Affected models must charge or run. So you can charge and not, you know, get your 3 inches.
Okay.
As part of a charge, after moving but before making a charge attack, an affected model can make one ranged attack targeting the model charged unless they were in melee with each other and they're not in melee with each other at the start of the affected model's activation. Models that receive this order cannot make ranged combat attacks this activation. When resolving an assault ranged attack, the attacking model does not suffer the target in melee penalty. If the target is not in melee range after moving, the affected model must still make the ranged attack before its activation ends.
Okay.
So, I think I faded out.
No, I'm understanding. So let's put down this example. So let's say we have like bastions, medium-based bastions.
Yeah.
War spears are engaged with them in melee. There's the avatar is behind it. Them, yeah. like a distance away, not engaging any of them, just sitting back there. All the war spears can say, I'm charging the avatar. They fail, but they chuck the spears over the heads of the bastions and into the avatar.
Well, they can't do that because it's been passaged.
Jesus Christ.
Name a generic freaking warjack.
Yeah,
you're right.
Ex-warjack.
By the way, the answer to the question, who I'm going to choke, you're right, it is Chrome.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
It's happening really, really soon.
All right. All right, that's enough on Pythagoras. We've talked about him a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
They're Legion players. We did something Legion.
We're going to move on to a faction we actually...
Yeah, Legion.
And we're going to move on to a faction we actually care about, or at least I do.
Scorn.
Move on to Scorn, because nobody else cares about it except for me.
Yep. That's right.
I mean, you were thinking about the Kree that entire time that Nick
was
talking.
I was like, wait, how does this hurt me?
Yeah.
Can I still defend myself against this?
Kree Animus
yes, I can.
Still work.
Good.
Yeah, good.
All right, so I did some tubby... some Tubby Dojo on the way back from St. Louis a couple weeks ago. This was kind of a group effort on this list, and it's terrible. The list is called Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
It is Rasheth with a mammoth, a raider, and two Kriyas.
Whoa.
An Extolar Soul Ward, Taskmaster, three Feral Geists, two Wheelbreakers, Min Unit of the Beast Handlers, and a full unit of Posse.
The goal is to
Posse. What's the unit called?
Gatorman.
Okay, thank you.
Gatorman Posse.
Okay,
why
thank
did
you.
He not say Insane Clown?
Damn it! Mulligan. What are you doing?
That's for your break segment.
I found a break sound for you.
Are you kidding me? Are you actually kidding me? Stop.
Is it just on repeat?
It goes in a loop.
Jesus.
Wow. I'm pretty sure people are just going to rage at us.
Or Lance is going to save us all.
No, he's not going to save this. He's gone. He's literally left the building.
Yeah. He's probably choking himself.
Wait, what?
He was talking about choking someone. He's choking himself now.
Gross.
What? Okay.
So yeah,
it's not dirty.
The idea of this list is
he's going to listen to this and be.
apparently, everyone has had this idea, but I never see it done because people only play his tier list,
mm-hmm.
and
or not at all.
So like, we didn't actually realize that the Feral Geist could be arced through and then not take damage. Because it's incorporeal.
And everyone we talked to was like, yeah, didn't you know that?
Yeah.
Didn't you know that, you idiot?
You idiot. Yeah, that's exactly what they said.
Yeah, so, like, because the Feral Geist can be arced through a Tubby and not take damage, and they're incorporeal, and they're small bases, makes them pretty much just the perfect art nodes for them. And I don't understand why people don't do this more.
Well, here's one. His defensive stats are 10-14. So there's one reason why people don't do it.
What, arc through Feral Geist?
No, I'm saying play Rasheth.
Oh!
Play Rasheth all the time.
If you mean like Trevor that one time at Lock and Load.
Dude, he has impervious flesh, he's fine.
No, Scorn player, he's actually one of the more popular casters to play. Like Carnage shakes him quite a bit. Scorn players, go on our forums right now and defend me.
It's not gonna happen. I swear to God.
Stop playing music on your phone.
You have to fix everything.
What the heck happened?
This was not my fault.
Adam, I
go use the bathroom for
my
half a second.
Is actually just pulling up soundboard noises to play on the phone.
Lance, you're choking yourself in the bathroom.
I'm just kind of surprised nobody's done that yet, actually.
Yeah, we just need to be like, weenie in the butt. Wee.
You were choking yourself in the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So, okay.
It's really hot.
Oh my God, we're never going to finish talking about this list.
All right, so you're on the list. People were just like, you were like, sweet, let's play some Feral Geist. And everyone's like, yeah, obviously, you idiot. Why have you never thought, what are you, dumb?
Yeah, well, because everybody always plays the tier list. So I was like, eh, whatever.
Well, so but the reason we designed this list.
You can take
I wanted
Void
to kill
Cass
here.
Yeah, Colin was just like, screw playing War Machine. Nigel has influenced him in only negative ways.
Yeah.
He just wants to assassinate
Influence literally, because that's how he kills people, is with influence.
Is just kill casters on like as soon as possible. So he's playing Makeda 2, and he was just like, "What's another good assassination list in Scorn?" Which is not a faction that's very well known for
right assassinations.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
like outside of Makeda 2, because Makeda 2 is like one of the best actually.
She's the best around. Not quite as good as Ron.
No. But, like, so the idea is that you have two range 12 Kriyas that, like, even if the
first... You can snipe them.
Yep, because you can snipe them with the Raider. So, like, if you're playing against a living caster, that even it doesn't even matter if they're stealth or not, because it's Kriya's Eyeless Sight. So then you can actually just make them Def 7, and makes it pretty easy for the Mammoth to actually hit them. And then you have the Feral Geist run up, and they can actually get in the back arc of that caster. This probably has to happen in between the two Kriya's activations. Because, like, one Kriya will go try to make the caster Def 7. If that fails, then you puppet strings the second one. And then your caster goes, and a Feral Geist had run behind your opponent's caster, and you try to minus 2 armor them. And then...
Raider Animus.
Yep. And then you Raider Animus with Rosheth on a Kriya, and you try and get it again.
Yeah, so on living casters, his feet's minus two armor, and then he has that spell that's also minus two armor.
Bloodmark.
Yep. And then so a mammoth is rat three shooting a caster that's like death seven.
Yep.
So force to hit, and then it's normally 15, right?
Normally 15, so basically a 19.
So just like three fully boosted damage, force to hit.
No, two fully boosted damage.
Are you playing this
why
weekend?
Is three? Isn't it boost damage, buy boost damage, buy boost damage? That's five. It's Fury 5, right?
Yeah. I mean, you might want to boost a hit.
I'm rolling fours?
I'm fours.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Your rat three gets a death of seven.
Fours are
sorry,
hard.
Sorry, guys. Also, one of those is probably puppet strings. I just love it because it's just like, kaboosh, kaboosh, kaboosh. Checkmate.
Are you
will expect
this weekend?
I might be playing this
weekend.
You should
play this weekend.
Because it doesn't hurt my characters.
No, it's airing after. It doesn't matter.
I got one for you.
No, but for me.
I own one.
Now I have
so that's
to.
Two.
That's two. You need one more, guys.
No one else has a feral guy.
I think Chad's got one.
I have one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there you go.
I play Circle.
All right, this is way too many feral guys. We're done.
I got to play Convergence this weekend, so my caster can't get minus four armed.
Like, I guarantee you. No
two
one.
Of them
like,
can.
No, I'm just playing, like, Father Lucan, and just like, suck a nut.
Well, I mean, you almost sang that. It's like, suck a nut.
Yeah, because her feet makes people immune to knockdown for some retarded reason.
Yeah, and my Mikaela list
well,
now has Tiberian in it.
Sure.
It's just like, boost all the attack rolls forever, make everything immune to freeze strikes forever, also just make everything immune to knockdown. Cause,
yeah, why not? Why not?
Because yeah. Screw you, Krios, that's why.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I never even thought about that.
And Barnabas?
Is it? No, I'm pretty sure it's only a turn, not a round.
No, it is a round.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I've had that come up. It's actually kind of good.
No, I just meant so I couldn't like... Dildo slap Moa Karn down on the ground.
What model
what?
Do you have?
Murder!
Has a giant
it does.
Song.
It does.
So, like, Moa Karn comes in on Pumicata's feet, turned to assassinate father, and Inverter's just like, watch her. Kuk dunk.
Like, it's a chain weapon, isn't it?
No, not the,
no,
not
it's the piston.
The macro pummelers.
It's the piston.
Oh, okay.
Shaped like a phallus.
I was thinking it's circle.
So,
yeah.
No.
You
no.
have
it
circle.
No.
It has a huge dong, like
I'm so
everything.
Confused.
I've heard that thing. Sorry, apparently I'm the only one who's heard that thing nicknamed the Dongulator.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
I don't doubt it. It's just.
I mean,
because I made
sure.
It up. I've heard it now.
It's a pretty good nickname for that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my Scorn Dojo. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's just going to be a fun list. I don't see it being terribly competitive, but.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be a lot of fun to play. Yeah. And I hope we get a couple
You're
going to
get someone one time, too.
And I'll now retire that list.
Yeah,
I'll never play
it's
it
like
again.
It's like playing the really, really bad, like, Magic combo deck.
Jeez.
Where you finally beat someone, like, one time.
Like,
you're like, this is the best day of my entire life. And the person's, like, raging that they lost to this, like, POS. And and you're just like,
shared
this is
fate
the
level.
Shared fate
yeah,
level.
We know. Yeah, that deck's a piece of crap.
Lower.
Yep. Anyways.
More Magic references.
A lot of people who listen to this show have played Magic.
I'm not saying they don't. I just don't know
I disagree.
You played Magic the Gathering.
I don't understand it.
Actually, the girl from Iowa City that came to S.H.I.E.L.D. also played Magic.
Yeah,
so,
see,
yeah.
Like 98%.
Sorry, Colin.
I would
anyway.
Actually probably argue that like 98% of War Machine players has played Magic the Gathering at some point in their life.
Well, I've played it
yeah,
before, but not
enough
to know.
And they're like, got
to
get out of this game. Better get into a real man's game.
Too many dicks.
Too many dicks in Magic.
Too many dongulators.
And you have to go to War Machine where literally every model has a dick.
Only the horses.
Also the wolves kind of have. They're innies, though.
All the women?
The metal sculpts.
All
the
jakes.
Oh,
the,
my gosh. Gorshay 3's horse looks like it was drawn on by like a 3-year-old.
The penis?
Yeah. It's been great.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's been rotting off because it's an undead horse.
No,
right?
It's not rotting at all. It's
not rotting. It's
just a
it's
static.
Like a brand new penis.
It's just like a static, like, yeah.
Okay, anyway, enough about anybody.
Enough about horse
Lance,
dong.
Anyone else have a dojo?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if it's anything earth shattering.
I mean, was mine earth shattering?
So
apparently, everybody already understood.
Clearly,
mine
was earth shattering.
Okay.
Shadowing. Shadows the earth.
Shadowing.
My project for myself has been finding ways to put Andre into as many Kator lists as possible. and seeing how I can make him work in stuff that needs it. I have a love-hate relationship with this caster, but I really want to try to make it work for the Crix matchup.
I don't know why you don't love her.
I love her. She's just such an unbelievable finesse caster. It would take me like a year and a half to get good enough with her.
Sure.
And it's Old Witch with Scrapjack, of course. So the list is Old Witch, Scrapjack, Big B with Silas Wishnailer. I love Behemoth being able to look through clouds and not giving a damn about stuff. It's just too much fun.
Yeah.
Plus Pathfinder. Andre 3000 with a Juggernaut, because her big problem is usually armor cracking, and she has no way of buffing them for anything.
Yeah.
She can buff her army's defense and give them Pathfinder and protect them for a round and put out a giant 5-inch AoE cloud and then say, good luck, guys. I hope you handle it. You know, really. Yeah. I mean... Yeah. So the rest of the list is a lot of self-sufficient stuff that I kind of want just a lot of business in the list because I need a lot of armor cracking. So first of all, Doom Reavers, AD, just one unit of them. I could hide them behind the 5-inch Murder of Crows cloud as well as I can and try to get a few of them to survive to get in on her. Great Bears, Winterguard, full Winterguard boat with Kovnik Joe, and then Grey Lord Tiernan, because I just love them with her one for the mat fix for Ice Cage and two for mobile clouds that give her and Scrapjack the stealth that they need. So that's the list, and it was just trying to get, I want to definitely play this one. I always have trouble figuring out what I want to do with Scrapjack. Like, I always say, okay, I'm going to put Avatar Slaughter on him and I want him to go kill something. Well, no, he's not going to be able to do that without getting murdered. I need to Arcanos some stuff. Yeah, I mean, he can do that and kind of bouncing back and stuff, but I'd rather almost now play the Gallows game and try to drag out heavies and then feed it to red-lined juggernauts.
Oh, sure.
Or a red-lined juggernaut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to have a bit more armor cracking in the list beyond just Behemoth. I mean, Behemoth's definitely going to be able to do it as well, but...
Does he have one juggernaut on?
Just one, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I will argue against the... The limitations of Gallows as a way to pull people in is not really reliable enough to
because it's only 1-inch
to do the plant right. To like drag somebody to their death.
Well, it's gonna have to be like mid to late game.
Is there any other way to pull things in Kador? No.
No.
What were your two Bonds. Jacks again?
Well, she comes with Scrapjack, right. And then Behemoth is on her, and then she has Silas, so that she can upkeep two spells for free.
Hmm.
And then it's just a bunch of self-sufficient units like that can do their own buffing of their own damage, like, you know, Mat 7, Doom Reavers, the, you know, Winter Guard Infantry, Great Bears.
Is there something keeping you from putting Beast on Andre instead?
4 points.
Pretty much, yes. Like, I kept
it
fitting
really
in.
Good on him,
yeah, I mean, it is. It's fantastic with him. No, there's not, other than trying to find 4 more points in the list of a lot of business, because she only supports the army so far, and if they fall apart or if anything collapses on it, she has nothing else to help them other than defense.
So you actually iron fleshing Andre?
No.
No.
Winter Guard.
Oh, Winter Guard in the list. Okay.
Or Great Bears.
Or Great Bears. Late game Great Bears.
What are Great Bears' defense? 13. They're 13?
They're Iron Fangs.
Holy crap.
So 13's up to 17's.
Yeah.
In defensive line.
13's up to
16's. Oh, sorry. 13's up to 16's. And then the defensive line to 16's. So they're 16-16 with 5 boxes and tough, no knockdown, depending on which one they're still alive. I mean, it's a lot of... I want to try to pull as much stuff as I can during the game or during the late game and then feeding them to Juggernaut, feeding them to Great Bears, feeding them to... Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't have Boundless Charge, which is... I kind of would love to have that on something when I have Andre with me, and that's why I like doing it with Vlads and Sorsha's. But I think she can let them survive long enough to make that Juggernaut somewhat viable in the game.
Yeah.
Make people at least let it soak some damage while the rest of my army maneuvers into the areas that I want it to be in.
Mm. Yeah, it's probably a solid list, actually.
It just adds some nice armor cracking to it, and... Throw some other options in there.
She's a pretty solid caster against Crix, right?
Why don't
that's she's really good against Crix.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably why people don't really take heavies with her.
Because Crix.
You're usually playing the Crix matchup. And if I was playing this list as a Crix matchup, I'd have to fix a lot. I'd put a lot of different things in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably keep Doom Reavers in there, but I'd probably try to find a way to fit in, you know, Outriders, et cetera, et cetera. If I wanted to make an anti-Crix list, I don't think I'd have Andre with a Juggernaut in there. That's just giving people, you know, 11 points.
Yeah.
But this is more of a general all-comers, like anti-infantry spam list, or just a general all-comers list against another all-comers list. Someone else with mixed arms. Like, it would be able to survive well in against, I think.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know. It seems pretty
sweet.
Seems
all right. I'll try to play a little bit and see if I come back and report how it went. But, again, I'm just trying to go through every caster in Kador and see, like, hey, what can Andre do in this list? What can Andre do in this list? I managed to play him with Strakoff against Signar. Epic Haley against Strakoff, and that was a god-awful game. But, you know, because you could see that shot coming a mile away. But I still like the Grolar on him so much.
Yeah.
Like, red line plus fleet is just ridiculous.
Okay, this is a really stupid question, and I probably shouldn't bring it up on the podcast.
Then why are you?
Because I don't know if it's fully been addressed. It's the wording of the card. So Beast, if you took Andre.
Yeah.
And you took Beast
yeah.
and a Sorcialist.
No, he does not.
Okay. He doesn't. Okay. He has to be in her battle group.
You idiot!
God, I'm so stupid.
To be fair, that's not actually posted like anywhere on War Room.
Doesn't it say while in her battle group?
It says Affinity reads while in Sorcia's control area.
Yeah. I don't actually remember if it's in Prime.
I wonder if it's under Affinity.
I remember it seeing an Infernal ruling.
I do too.
On it. But I don't. I'm pretty sure it's not in War Room. It's not on the Affinity rule, and I don't remember if it's in Prime or not. But yeah, they should probably put that on the Affinity.
Like where your head's at.
So you were talking about Andre.
Here it says it right here. It says Affinity when controlled by any version under the Affinity rule.
Now it is on War Room.
Yeah,
that so was Lance, not on there.
There you go,
Lance.
Yes, Colin.
You were talking about Andre,
yeah.
And like you were testing him out with other casters. I was actually wondering, what was your favorite combination so far?
P. Vlad.
Why is that?
It goes
signs
so far.
Signs importance, boundless charge.
Is it still with the Grolar?
Yeah. Like, God, yes.
Like,
I mean, a Spriggan would be good. Beast 09 would be good for that as well. I'm usually running Behemoth on Vlad, and I have enough other things in the army that it's a little hard to get that expensive of a Warjack on him.
Yeah.
But the Grolar with fleet, boundless charged, signs importance, with five gunshots after a charge, or just hammering on something, it does amazing amounts of work. Yeah. Is by far my favorite combination of doing it. And I've only played that list like two or three times. Yeah. I want the Grolar to come out so that I can make an official like tournament run with that list, because I think it has a lot of merit in it.
Yeah.
That one that I was playing against Max and that we had on the podcast, where I had the regular Iron Fang Pikeman, just so that Grolar could charge to the middle, shoot a bunch of stuff, Iron Fang Pikeman run past him, killing a bunch of things, and then reform in front of him so he doesn't die. It's fantastic. It's just that's by far my favorite combination.
Sounds pretty legit.
But, I mean, I think there's a lot of ways you can make him work in a lot of different... Anything that has boundless charge always helps. Anything that helps a speed bump, a bump, or some sort of charge will make that combo really well. Yeah. I just like Andre with Grolar for a ton of options.
Mm.
I think he runs that Jack incredibly well. That's something that Jack kind of wanted to have and could be really effective doing.
Yeah, it seems like they timed the release of those two models really well.
Absolutely. It's like, here's your Junior Warcaster. Oh, and by the way, here's a 9-point Jack that he's actually really good at running.
Yeah, it actually makes me really excited to see like if they're with the like Hordes Lessers, if there are some sweet combinations that come out with the War Beasts that are coming.
I would imagine. I mean, like, on the ones they didn't limit already to what kind of things it could take.
Well, no, there could still be sweet combinations with those.
There
casters.
Could be. There could be. I like, mean, if they release future
I know
ones.
Una and that little Falcon.
The winged things.
Yeah,
they like, have to have
they,
winged
they work, they
beasts.
They work really well. Like,
yeah.
It's clear that they were kind of meant for each other.
Right. And the Slag Pyre Troll under the Troll one and so on. But
yeah.
No, it just seemed really apropos that they would come out at the exact same time, and he just makes them it has a level of threat to Kador heavies that have not existed for anything other than people playing a random Strakoff list or what have you.
Yeah, it turns out Privateer Press has a plan for these models.
I guess so. Good on you, Privateer Press, for figuring it out. Krupp's not so sure. It's a faction by faction situation, I suppose. Yeah. But so yeah, I'll keep thinking of new ways of trying to fit Andre into random caterer things, and we'll talk about it in future podcasts. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Yep.
All right, I think that was our last dojo.
No, I got one, dog.
Oh my god,
dude, super
endless
quick.
Okay. Dojo.
One more mad dojo.
Yeah, I'm not sure entirely about this list, but I'm probably gonna play it this weekend.
All right, we'll time you.
It takes no characters.
30.
I just threw it together.
In 29.
What's going on?
I'm
here?
Timing He's you. Counting. 28. 27.
No, wait. I'm just gonna put the Jeopardy theme song behind him. It's fine. Go.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
So, it's a Raven list, and the idea is to just blow literally everything off the table before it can attack me.
You know what you should call this list?
Blow by blow.
Blow.
Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
Raven blows.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
I thought you would. Go ahead.
That's pretty good. Or I should just call it Poe.
Poe.
Just call the list Poe.
Behind the blow.
So it's Raven running a Banshee, and then an Arcanist. This is the only thing I don't love about. There's two things I don't love about this list. One, I want it to have more of a scenario presence.
Well, give us the list first.
Fine.
Well, you're going to talk about it, and then people are like, well, what does he have in it?
It's Raven with a Banshee, an Arcanist. There are two Houseguard Thanes, and then a unit of Halberdiers and Riflemen with both of their UAs, Strike Force with their UA, and then Invictors with their UA.
Okay, so you're worried about scenario presence?
So I'm worried about scenario presence because there's nothing really amazing at holding zones. Halberdiers are really solid. But other than that, like, just having Strike Force scattered out throughout a zone to try to hold
Can the Banshee do anything?
It can. However, I don't want that to be really a scenario piece because it's one of the only things in the list that can crack armor.
Sure. You don't want to just feed it to somebody to murder.
Right.
Right.
So
do you have anything that could, I mean, Rhett Jacks in general don't really hold zones well, do they?
No, not particularly.
So what else in Rhett does beyond Halberdiers?
It's like Halberdiers.
Banshee is he's a regular Jack. Like, he's not any, like, he's as survivable as, like, a Scorn Heavy. Like, he's a 12-19 with, like, 30-something boxes. That's
you
average.
Can't cast spells around or give orders and charge it within five.
It's within five, yeah.
The issue is that I don't want it to be that far forward.
Right.
It's like the end game piece.
Yeah, it's right. Like knocks down casters.
Okay. I'm just trying to help you out, figure out what you could throw in there that would actually be able to help you hold zones better.
I was thinking mostly just for like a, I feel like this would have a bananas Crix matchup. So maybe Lich 2.
I know Keith
just
is,
because of Excarnate.
Keith is actually really terrified of, like, Jim kind of touched Keith in a bad way with Raven.
Really?
So,
well, also with Ron.
Because you don't care about the line of sight, right? And do the Thanes help you look through clouds, or is it only stealth?
It's stealth and, I think, concealment. No, camouflage and stealth.
Okay.
So
I was kind of curious what the level of it is. So it's just the bonuses for being in concealment with that power. So the Lich 2 matchup would be pretty terrible.
I don't know.
Other than the one Phantom Hunter shot you could get off.
No, like, literally the only issue is Excarnate.
Yeah.
Because, like, all the Strike Force could shoot him.
Right.
But that's dice minus 6, 11 times, so and probably not all of them are alive.
That's maybe.
Yeah, I doubt many of them are.
That's maybe 11 damage.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's if he rolls exactly average. So
the other Crix matchup seems
all right. A lot of magical weapons in there. Do you have Ionwind Hold?
There's not, but the only, I mean, Blood Witch is for a turn.
Right.
Like, yeah. It will be like, Raven goes, feats, all things but Blood Witches are dead.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go. Blood Witches are dead.
Yeah.
Like, proceeds. Like, I feel, it's not like a major concern. Like,
fair enough.
How do I deal with the Blood Witches?
What about, actually, I'm wondering, how do you deal with Bane Thralls?
House Guard, Riflemen shoot them off the table?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
11 guns
with
go.
Flames.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Get.
Yeah, I forgot.
Remember how their weakness was stealth, and now it's not that anymore?
turns out,
Bane Thralls are really sweet.
Stealth was a huge problem.
Right. So why not a Hyperion or something?
This is a potential option. I kind of wanted to go back to the the Raven list that I used to want to play when they spoiled the juniors, like the Kickstarters, where I had Raven running the Banshee and Alar running Hyperion.
Right.
And then the list was like Invictor's Halberdier's support.
Right, right.
And Eris 2, because Eris 2 with Snipe is like the most hilarious thing ever.
Yeah.
You would think that it wasn't really worth it, but it ends up being worth it quite often.
I mean,
it's a range 16 shot.
She just like doesn't die. She's just chilling in the back, just like, ka-doo! And your opponent's like, I really need to kill Eris. And I'm like, yeah, put that heavy. I'm like, put the models to kill Eris literally in the middle of my army.
Yeah. I'm strangely fine with that.
But I haven't gone back to it. Because the House Guard thing.
Right.
And I haven't, I mean, I haven't played Red since, like, what was it, like Recruits, I think?
Right.
So.
I was just trying to think something else with scenario presence that would make, take advantage of Raven's abilities.
I mean, it might not actually matter, right? Like, the scenario presence might not matter because I could just literally blow my opponent's entire army off the table, and then all I need to hold zones are, like, two models because.
Right.
They can't kill them.
They don't have enough to take out with the rest of it.
I actually feel this year's SR is not favorable, but, like, you know, having a gun line is not that bad. It's not as bad,
As it was last year.
Yeah. Last year, it was really...
Well, they were really trying to stamp down on people playing gun lines for a few years.
Yeah.
They were trying to bend the meta away from just being able to gun line everything.
I mean, and they
did. They mission accomplished.
Yeah, and then this year, it's kind of a, like, you can play any game you want, and you'll have a fine game.
Yeah.
I actually do really thoroughly believe that.
It's always a good time.
Oh, my God. Also, just...
I felt you were quoting that song. I don't know what about it.
I just... In the time when I played Raven with Invictors, and I didn't understand why people didn't play Raven with Invictors more. Because range 18 Invictors is the dumbest thing ever. Because they're just like, many feet, snipe them, walk, just gajoo, gajoo, gajoo.
Yeah, and then the House Guard thing came out, and you're like, I can do it to everybody.
It's impossible to, like, judge 18
inch guns. Dude, I thought it was fun shooting my Hellblaster, and that's only range 16.
16.
Like,
I was just like, it's like it's so long that I can't like guess if it's in range anymore. I'm just like, it probably is.
It's like, seems about right.
It's like 5 inches, like extra.
Yeah, beyond. You're like, wow, I had that by a lot. I could have backed these guys up.
That is the exact same issue I run into with Mullikarn and Makeda too. Like, is it in threat range? It probably is.
Mm. Yeah. The also House Guard Halberdiers threat 24 inches. Wait. 26.
Wait, what? How?
Because you snipe them, so they go up to range 18 guns, and you desperate pace them.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's...
You said halberdiers.
Or, sorry, yeah, sorry, riflemen.
Like, wow.
I was like, whoa, that is freaking insane.
That's what I'm thinking about, like, the potential to just literally blow my opponent's army off the table, because there are two units with... effectively range 18 guns.
Right.
As well as, you know, a unit with, like, range 12 guns. To just
Do they have enough armor cracking, though?
You reach so deep. It actually is to the point where...
Dude, you just take ghost snipers, you just shoot them every turn.
It's,
right.
It's at... Pow! Something that's kind of interesting about the list, and we could talk about this sometime, is when your list is so insanely good at covering... It wouldn't be good against... like an armor skew.
Right.
But when your list is so insanely good, so let's say we're fighting against a balanced list.
Right.
So insanely good at killing infantry that I can just trivially remove like my opponent's infantry before that infantry gets to do
anything.
Work,
yeah.
While my list isn't necessarily good at killing the remaining armor pieces that are left, I have so many attacks.
Yeah. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I like P. Vlad a lot. It's like, besides importance, like, something could happen.
Yeah.
Spike it.
I mean, like, just...
Yeah.
Actually, the list could do... I think it would be fine against most, like, regular lists, because you can kill all the infantry.
Right.
And then let's say they have, like, two heavies left.
Yeah.
And so you kill all the infantry, and then just, like, Halberdier or Rifleman do, like, a 10-man CRA.
Right.
And then, like, Invictors do, like, 2 5-man CRAs. Now Heavy's, like, half dead.
What are Invictors' melee stats?
They're mat 7, pow 10. They have flank with... friendly faction Warjacks.
Mm.
So they do have, like, flank with a Banshee. I kind of want another Reach Jack in there to have more flanks.
Like a Griffin or something?
But, yeah. I mean, I prefer it to be another Heavy, obviously.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or, like, a Phoenix or something, yeah.
Man, can I just fit 2 Sphinxes? Can you take a Colossus off the table?
Sphinges, Nick.
Over a series of turns.
Yeah. So what's the power on their guns normally? Just 10s?
On Invictors?
Yeah.
12s.
12s.
They're range 10, power 12s.
Range 18? You can get up to range 18?
Yeah, because they have a mini feat, which gives them plus 4 plus range. Plus 4. And then snipe.
And it's, okay. So that one turn range 18, you murder everything that's even close to getting near you. The rest of them run forward, and then you murder those the next round unsniped or un-mini-feated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That seems fine. Maybe the scenario doesn't matter.
Right?
Maybe it does. And they can CRA. Stuff. They can CRA at POW 12s.
Yeah.
At range 10 up to 14s.
14 if, with snipe, yeah.
Yeah, why don't people take those more often then?
I don't know, man.
That makes no sense. Why would you not, CRA to a 15 and just murder her?
My favorite game I played with Raven was the Raven list where I had, Hyperion and Victors, the one I was
playing
with Alara. Except the Alara wasn't out, so I had, Arcanist and Silas to try to fuel focus.
Right.
Was I playing against Kruger, too? And the guy's like, Raven, cast Stormwall. And then I was just like, snipe Invictors. Two-man CRAs on her feature, and he's dead. This is just like...
Minus one range.
Five.
No, they just stayed out of his control area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 18 inch, yeah.
Because they weren't in his control area.
Just
like, shots, yeah.
Rat eights, needs sevens to hit on three dice, reroll, missed attack roll,
that's
dice off
funny.
One.
That's pretty funny.
Like, seven times.
Sure. But the guy's just like, well, try to kill me now. You're like, okay, bam! Yep.
I mean, not seven times. More like five times.
Yeah, sure.
But
enough to kill Kruger dead.
Yeah, definitely.
A bajillion times over.
Teach him never to play Kruger. Good. I don't want to see him.
Turns out,
see either of those
Raven
casters.
Is actually an extremely good caster. She
no
does a
no
lot
kidding.
More than Snipe Vigo.
Yep. Now I'm actually putting Strike Force back in with her.
Well, isn't it just...
The plan is just blow off all the infantry, and Strike Force are fine at doing that.
No! So. Strike Force are terrible. They break all the rules of the game. You're not allowed to play them.
Except for...
Remember everything we taught you about ranged game? That doesn't apply to these people. Just do whatever you want.
Yeah, basically. I might actually play this coming weekend.
I would do it.
The Ron list I built is literally all the
characters. You mean
all
this
the,
last
all the characters. Right. I have played this list 2 days ago.
And we will be talking about it 2 weeks after the event happened.
No. Just next week. We'll talk about it next week.
On the following 13th. Monday when it airs.
Yeah.
Don't tell
in the future in the past.
Don't tell the audience how to. We're in that X-Men movie, Days of Future Past.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah.
Wait, who's actually switching brains with their future?
Hang on, I need to think about this. Days of Future Past. Okay, I got it.
It was actually funny last night because you remember how I said how I hate that title, and everyone's like, "Yeah, I know it's
should they have called
it's
it
an
past
older
the
comic
future?
Like, series."
Yeah.
So Adult Swim oftentimes has showcases.
Right.
Marvel movies in their bumps,
yeah.
And it was showcased in one of the bumps in the Aqua Teen Hunger Force episode with the Ghost of Christmas Past from the future.
the robot turkey thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I hate that title, as it makes me think
that title just reminds me of that episode of American Dad where they're in the school and they have to get out and they run into the potheads and they're like, if they can get past, can they also get future?
Yeah.
What? All
right. So I feel like it might be time to move past the dojo. We're getting a little off topic.
Move Days of Future past
and
the dojo.
We're going to move to my favorite segment.
If we can get past the dojo.
Can we get future the dojo?
So we're going to move to my favorite segment of every day.
Every day.
For real this time. We're going to do it for real this time. We're going to ask, what does the fox say? For real.
For real? What does that even mean?
And that was, what does the fox say?
What does that even mean?
Has anyone given us any feedback on that yet?
No, nobody's talked about it at all.
Please
Good.
Give us terrible
No,
feedback.
Don't say anything. No. It'll end eventually.
No, it won't.
No, it won't.
It won't end.
They actually get to that point, and they're like, all right, I'm done listening. And just turn off the podcast.
They're like, oh my God, Colin's introducing his favorite subject in every podcast.
And they're like, done. And then that's why we had no responses.
Man, maybe I should...
Okay, but really, we have an actual segment for Fox. This segment is how to think outside the Fox box.
Jeez.
Well, it's not for me.
It's kind of for Fox.
Is this even in the script?
Hang on, let me read this really quick.
What making a list? How can you look for something new to build around?
Sorry, when making a list.
When you... making list with
making no, it's,
with a, hot American women.
What making a list?
So the question we're going to try to answer.
I had to so strongly push down the urge to say my name a Borat.
There you,
you
go.
Just said it.
I mean,
there
you
know
go.
What
I mean, God,
name
that movie.
Borat. What, making a list?
So good. All right.
And then he break the cage, and he get this.
Okay, so the question we're gonna answer in How to Think Outside the Fox Box is, when making a list, how can you look for something new to build around?
So you want me to answer that, right?
You asked Tom Guan.
So you just find something new.
You're Tom Guan.
And you just build around it. That's all you have to do, really.
You mean what do you mean? Like a new model release?
Just find a little gem.
So like you can, yeah, like you find a little gem.
Yeah, a little gem.
Like a little combo wombo?
Like
wombo combo, wombo combo!
Like Tom Guan's Morton Ebra.
Like a small module of something.
It's something different that people might not...
It's turning on stalkers.
So the idea is, like, how do I build a list that defies the norm?
Yes, sure.
Like my terror list that you love.
That doesn't...
Yeah, like the 8 mini units of Gators? Yeah, that is outside the Fox Box. yep. So, we're going to hold this awkward silence.
Oh, my God.
I mean... Yeah, you find what the gem is, then you say, okay, how can I make this even more bonkers? And then you bring whatever, if the caster's not involved with that little combination, bring the caster that can make that happen. If it is the caster, then you bring whatever it doesn't do.
It doesn't usually involve the caster.
Usually. Yeah. Or like some sort of spell combination. So whatever the caster brings to bear on it, it's like, okay, this completely 100% blows blank off the table for whatever reason. Then the rest of the... list is to count or is to fill in the support around that and to do whatever it doesn't do.
Yeah. So why don't we try to like think of examples of lists that have been
so it's like
created.
Trying to create a problem. It's like you're trying to ask a new question and create a problem for somebody to be like, hey, this is what I'm bringing to the table. Can you deal with this?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's essentially how to sort of instill a shift in the meta or. Just taking being the person who like takes the first step towards the new progression.
Can I tell you how depressed this makes me?
Because you can't ever do that. Because
I can't do it at all. I'm like, man.
No, you could just take like 10 Warhogs.
God, I was literally thinking like when we were talking about dojo, I was like, man, I really want to dojo some pig stuff. Like,
there's nothing to dojo.
There's nothing to dojo.
Well, yeah, let's see. I can take
new.
There's
nothing to like.
Take slaughterhouses. Well, the issue is that you have to take what you have available, or 10 Warhogs.
Yeah.
Or which, 70 razor.
Which is essentially.
Are those the ones with sprint?
No, that's a Roadhog.
Roadhog.
And then when it comes to Gators, like the faction across the board. Sorry, we've had this conversation a billion times.
I know.
I
that's why.
Really,
that's why.
Really depressed earlier when we were talking about dojo, and now I'm getting more depressed when we're talking about like let's build a list that we could do these things. And the closest thing I got, you have no idea how excited I got with the Barnabas list because I was like, sweet, this is something that I
this
haven't
so
thought
fresh.
About before.
So fresh.
So again, this Barnabas list is 8 min units of Gators. 2 swamp horrors.
Nope, 1 swamp horror, 1 bull snapper. Wait, there's not swamp horrors.
There's 1 swamp horror, 1 bull snapper. So that he can stack defense or stack armor on the caster.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's like the entire list.
That's the entire list.
But that's a way for a faction that has trouble coming up with something unusual to do something unusual.
Nothing but slaughterhouses. I'm in.
Right.
I do really wish
going to take 2 units.
Damn.
I can take 3 in the pack.
I do really wish that this game had a much more dynamic shift of metas than it does.
It shifts.
It takes.
I mean, it takes time.
A long time.
Yeah.
Longer than I would think it would. And then the.
But whose fault is that? Is it ours as players and not adapting faster, or is it the game not being designed better?
All I'm thinking about is comparing it to Magic, which has
four releases of
four different sets a
year?
It's
the release pace.
Not necessarily it.
Yeah.
Because their sets get released, so like for Extended, when that was a thing, sets would get released and like have no influence on Extended at all. Because the other cards were just like so much more inherently powerful or like fit. But they're just like is this weird sort of rotation. It's probably actually just due because there are more national conventions. So like there are more games being played. So the meta shifts in a time frame that's faster. That's probably it.
Well, you also have the pace at which you can, like, theory machine a game or proxy a game.
Like. Yeah. But, like, I would like to see... I mean, a lot of people say that Crix sort of is the staple for how the meta gets defined.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, people say that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Yeah, but a lot of people think that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you would think that if you were going to look for a shift in the meta, that would be the first place to go.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Is Crix is doing this one thing, people are answering it really, really well. You would think Crix players would need to adjust their play style to compensate for people boning them.
You've had this complaint before where you don't think that Crix changed their style ever. Or a lot of players, Crix players don't change.
I don't know why. I'm inclined to think it might just be because some of their stuff is inherently ridiculously powerful that the like counter plan to the Crix is just I'm like I don't care because this caster is so good that it just doesn't matter.
It might
I mean you have guys like Keith that are like Crix harder just keep Crix and harder.
No, it might be a matter of the community. I mean us as players this actually kind of come up with. In Minions forums a while ago, like
not a real
when you talk about for example, there's a forum, a thread that's running on the Minions forum about talking about lists that I had played in St. Louis, and somebody had came in and said, "Oh, there's nothing to talk about. You play these units of Gators. There's nothing to do." And Arlen from Sweden made a really great comment that. You know, yeah, even though there's not a lot to talk about, the small and minute changes between lists, you know, can have an extremely important push on play. And if we don't talk about those as a community or people don't understand the differences in how things are played, then the list build can't move forward as total. And what people do is they look and say, oh, this was somewhat successful, so that's what I'm going to play. And that's all I'm going to play is that, and I'm not going to change it because I don't know how these interactions work.
Right, which I've kind of taken somewhat to heart in the discussion about the mid-tier play is that I always was I was worried, like, I got to build my list. And they're like, well, just use somebody else's. Like, just modify someone else. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to come up with my own so that I understand from the ground floor up. Yeah. I understand what this list is doing, and it's playing to a style that I have in my head. Not, hey, they had a really big success of that. How are they playing it and why? And can I figure it out and then copy it? That for some reason feels less genuine.
That's actually probably why the meta doesn't shift.
Yeah.
Yep. That's actually it. That's a really good.
That just seemed to be.
Nope. That's it.
Okay.
What was it
again?
That's why the meta doesn't shift remotely. I would actually argue that the meta like hasn't like changed at all in the past. In the past 3 years of me playing War Machine, I haven't had to think about, like, oh, man, like, armor's becoming a huge problem. Or, oh, man, infantry swords are becoming a huge problem. I just play War Machine. I'm just like, I want to play these lists. I'm just going to play them.
Yeah.
And, like...
I don't know. I feel like there's been a shift from the old Menoth, like, John Damaris days of nonstop AoEs and huge heavies to now the miserable Meat Mountain
armor
skews.
Well, that's because John doesn't play War Machine anymore.
He also just doesn't play those styles.
No, to be fair.
Right. But they've given a lot more protections to them.
A week ago. That did happen.
Yeah. But they've given a lot more protections to people to be able to handle that, though. I mean, is that like that Menoth list is out there still ruining people's days?
Actually, the reason that changed was due to SR 2012 to 13.
Right. I mean, they changed the tournament, the national tournament scene, which what runs the meta, to mold it into whatever direction it needs to go. So I think there has been a shift. It's just not it's not the creative like leap that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean like players don't play other players' lists. Like, it's not like in Magic the Gathering where, like, someone wins a Pro Tour and then everyone's like, oh, man, like, that's the best possible version of that deck.
Because
there's, like, a deck in a meta, and there's always slight variance on that deck, like, plus or minus, like, four cards. But someone's like, that person won a Pro Tour, that must be the best version of the deck because they won a Pro Tour.
Right.
So now everyone's going to play that version of the deck.
I 100% disagree with you. Like, I've seen
Magic the Gathering?
No.
In War Machine.
I was like, what?
Like, I remember the year after Keith won War Machine Weekend, his EKane list was all over the place. Like, it was being played at every single War Machine tournament.
Maybe I misunderstood what you were agreeing with me on. What were you agreeing on what I said? Maybe I misunderstood. Because I was under the impression, what I was saying is that I didn't want to take other people's lists and make my own.
Yeah, and I feel like
that's what doesn't change the meta,
I feel like the majority of War Machine players don't look at a high placing War Machine list. One, because those lists were not posted online for a long time.
Right.
Like, they just, it's only recently that those are starting to see, like, posted online.
Right.
And
or Twitter feeds at Museum Minis.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good plug.
So, pay me,
John Damaris.
One, people didn't have easy access to those lists, right? There wasn't like a Star City Games where I could just go look up like Pro Tour placement lists. And two, people want to play
what they
want. Whatever list they built.
Yeah.
The majority of them, I'd
say. They want it to be, like, if they win because of it, they want it to be because of it something that they built and came up with and played to their style.
Stubbornness.
It's not necessarily stubbornness. I'm just saying that the majority of people are just like, I built this list and I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
And not, oh, I got to get into that because that is really good and I need to play that list.
Right.
So.
I mean, there's also.
Because of that. Because of the lack of copying high placing lists, there isn't a actual like super well defined meta.
Sure.
So like there's not the exact same like lists repeatedly with the same casters.
So why would that be good then? Because it would force other people to deal with it more?
Right, because then you would see a change in a rotation of this like fluid, this dynamic fluid that keeps going, like, these casters are being played, now these ones are being played to answer those ones, now these ones are being played to answer those ones, and you keep getting this dynamic shift where the game is balanced around players figuring out the opportune time of what to play when.
Okay.
So, someone did this with, like, I think it was Dota a while back or something, where, like, a character who seemed inherently powerful and everyone was playing it a lot.
Right.
So then people started playing this other character, which isn't necessarily very good, but is good at shutting down character A.
Yeah.
And then so now there's a lot of character B in motion, and so people are starting to play character C, which shuts down B, and then like A can get introduced back down the line. And there's this nice rotation, and then a large chunk of skill comes into reading that meta and deciding when is an opportune time to make the jump to the next step.
Right. Like, what's popular and what can I bring to shut down what's popular?
Or making the jump of what's popular, what shuts down what's popular?
Yeah.
What shuts down, what shuts down what's popular?
Right.
So, but that doesn't exist in War Machine to an extent. Yeah. Like, it.
I mean, I agree and disagree.
There's good and bad.
Well, the issue with Signar is no one plays anyone but Epic Kane and Epic Haley.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, you see a lot of critics. A lot of critics are very similar. Now, maybe not the exact same, but you know, you get the same gist out of a lot of their lists.
Yeah.
Well, so
like, we had that argument earlier in this podcast.
One of the biggest advantages, though, to having a meta like that's shifting the way that Crump is describing is that you'll see things come to the table that you never would have seen come to the table in a competitive format. Like, you might see Gunbjorn finding a way onto the table. Like, yeah. I mean, this is all, you know, theoretical.
No, that could, like, that could actually happen. Is you could get to these extrapolations where you're just like, this caster that has, like, these corner case spells, like, I don't know, maybe
Windrush.
Like, a better example might be, like, Kalissa or something with, like, a lot of anti-spell, like, things coming into the fold to shut down casters that are becoming extremely popular that sling spells, for example.
Right.
I don't... That's... I feel like that doesn't happen in War Machine. I would argue probably, like, partly at all.
Does every... I have this feeling like if you go faction by faction, and we've had the discussion of who is worst in faction, but there's definitely a lower tier of casters in there.
There are,
and those lower tier of casters aren't necessarily designed to shut down other factions' casters.
No, but some of them do very unique things. Like
they do, but not enough to fall into the Dota example that you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's an A and B and
not,
a C.
Not like that extreme.
No, not to that. And I think that's why, is that people aren't going to go back. Like, there's nothing that Zerkova does, let's for example say, that's going to shut down a popular caster in War Machine.
Sure.
So there's nothing in her design that is meant to, even if it's really corner case or even if it's really just a very small, minute like angle of another caster, she's not designed that way. Yeah. And bad casters in War Machine aren't designed that way. Can't have that cycle. You're going to have the cycle of just the top tier stuff, right, not the entire faction. Yeah. And there's only so much...
They could print an occasional caster in the lower portion of the factions that could occasionally make a step up.
They could.
I could play
to mid-tier, but not to like top tier.
I could play Epic Morgul, so that way I have a better game against Harvey. That is actually a thing. He actually has an okay game against Harvey when most of the faction can struggle.
Okay.
Because
I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I just don't think it's happening.
No, he has Grievous Wounds, and that gets rid of her best part of her game. So
also blinding her.
Yeah.
Super sick.
Yeah, that happens. She gets blinded all the time.
But you get what I'm saying.
Like, literally all the time.
Yeah. And it may be because... Oh, like, Harvey. It would be...
God, I was thinking...
So... The game, I mean, inherently has balance in it, but it isn't actually, like, that well-defined by the... So there's different ways of balancing games.
Right.
One is the players inherently establish a balance via what I was talking about earlier.
Right.
The other is designing things in such a way that things are on approximately a very close equal power level.
Right. And then you just kind of pick and choose what you want.
Yeah, I feel like this game is the latter. Because they want people to be able to pick and choose what they want to play.
Right.
But what sucks is then, like, 50% of the models in the game, like, don't see the daylight on a competitive edge.
Right.
So.
And then you just see a lot of the same thing over and over again, and then people just start cross-faction fighting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I feel like this was a good podcast.
Sure.
But...
I feel like this was a good podcast.
We've been here for a while.
We're not even at 2 hours yet.
What? We're at 2 hours and 13 minutes.
Yeah, and 35 minutes of that was a pre-ramble that 90% of it must be cut out.
No, I'm probably just cutting it straight. Doesn't matter. No, that's fine. I think
we're okay. It's already well past midnight. Lance has to work in the morning.
Oh, whatever.
They're not going to know how hard our cock is.
Because now I'm going to give like a little like look forward to next week.
Foreshadowing. Oh, okay.
Next week we're going to have
foreshadowing if we tell them exactly what we're doing.
We already have loaded up in the script.
Tune in next time. Same bat channel.
Are we just like saying tune in
Holy
next
crap.
Time? Like
next week we're
going to
talk about.
The Circle Jerk.
Designing a circle list that covers Menoth, Krix, and Legion matchups.
Good luck,
all
Nick.
In one.
Yeah,
it
good
also
luck,
makes
Nick.
Julian fries.
Good luck, Nick.
It slices.
It dices.
And we're going to talk about how hard is your COC in a new segment.
I can't believe we're making that joke.
No, the name of the segment is How Hard Is Your Convergence of Cirrus?
Yeah.
Okay, Convergence of Cirrus. That's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It works for me. All right. Also, go to the Muse store. We almost have all of the factions done. Legion, by this point, probably has been done.
Brett
so all
should
of the
be...
real factions are done. Thanks.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Brett should also be out by the time this podcast is hit, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, it's out already.
Oh.
Yeah. Like right now when we're recording, and it'll be out by the time we finish.
Yeah.
Posted.
They've already been sent to the store.
Nice. I got to get me some of that for Saturday.
So, be sure to go to our store. We have a bunch of sweet templates, and after that is when all the actual exciting stuff happens.
So that
so definitely stay tuned.
www.museonstore.com.
Com.
All right, now I'm watching very intently to see if Colin screws this up. Go.
Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Nailed it.
At MuseOnMinis.
Wait, do we have an Instagram?
We do not. And we will, I don't even know what Instagram is.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to make this joke the entire podcast. Do not tell him.
Oh, dang it.
I don't
know. Nothing. Just sign out or sign it out.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
This is Colin.
No, it's Coilin. I nailed the joke. I've been waiting on this for like an hour and a half.
I misspelled my own name.
You are Coilin.
Coilin. Coilin.
C-O-I-L-N.
Coilin. Coilin.
He is Coilin.
Oh, my God.
Like in a toilet bowl. Coilin.
Adam.
I am Adam.
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 I'm still Fox. I'm good.
I'm Lance.
And I'm Crump still. Sweet.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye bye.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Skaboosh.
Spread them.
Did you read the original?
Spread it on!
Spread your cheeks.
Chris read me the riot act when I was like, oh, no, I'm waiting to like let them pile up on me. He was like, don't do that with Original Sin. Because like if you let Original Sin pile up on you, like you'll just get backed so far up.
Yeah.
It's Colin really loud.
Yeah, Colin, you got to back that.
Why don't you check the levels before we started recording?
Whatever. It's the preamble.
Yeah, and I have to adjust it and make it work.
Yeah, work harder.
Preamble.
So this is
hey Lance.
I'll turn
make it work.
A little bit.
Make it work.
What? What are you doing, Nick?
This is Lance. I make that stuff work.
What? Colin.
Okay. Hi, Nick. This is me talking regularly. Okay. This
everyone,
is me
shut up! I can't hear Colin
regularly. I like to talk out loud at parties. When I go to parties, I talk in microphones.
He's barely registering on there. Or does that matter?
No, I mean, anytime anybody talks, it's just the, like, nothing. Or,
okay.
Unless you literally yell in the microphone.
Okay. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah. Can you hear me? This is me talking at my regular voice.
Yep.
Yay.
Everyone.
Success.
Colas. 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 Syphilis. Syphilis.
Say asses into the microphone.
It sounds great in headphones.
Yes.
Yes.
We should just spend the entire
time being like,
sure.
Sounds
yes.
Boo.
Sexy.
Now, did you guys see, this popped up on,
yeah.
Your boner?
Godzilla? Yeah, it was terrible.
No, I think it was my Facebook feed yesterday.
It was.
I think on maybe Monday.
Godzilla threw about the mic like, down.
About the, like, Georgia
yeah, he threw
student.
The mic down, and then they cut to people.
Hang on.
About the Georgia student who, I don't remember if they actually took, like, action against her, but she's, like, put some quote in the yearbook
mm-hmm.
that was something along the lines of, if you ever get down in life, you have to, like, barium, carbon, potassium, thorium, astatine. Like, basically, just said a ton of elements in a row, and if you look at the periodic table and see the symbols for all the elements, it says you gotta back that ass up.
Yeah. How many elements did that take?
Like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Because we had a limited number of characters we could use.
Like 6. Yeah, the paragraph, it was long.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, I don't know.
They have online all the time the list of, like, the best yearbook quotes, and it usually has, like, there's a guy and a girl, and then the girl has, like, a Sex in the City quote, and then the guy's quote is, aren't people who quote Sex in the City just the worst? And it's just, like, him looking over at her or something like that. It's really great. It's got to be people that work on the yearbook staff
that
can intentionally make that, work.
That sounds great. Sounds
always
great.
Funny.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, so 174 of Muse on Minis. Colin was there. I was on that podcast. And Nigel went off for about 45 minutes about Godzilla and how much he hated it.
45 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, it was a 45-minute pre-ramble.
Pretty bad.
And it was an hour and a half podcast, so it was almost as long as the podcast.
Really, what were you expecting?
I don't know.
I was expecting
more Godzilla.
More monster fighting.
Should not have mentioned Godzilla in the presence of Nigel. Like, he'll just get pissed.
Just like from now on, we'll just be like,
just
hey,
get
Nigel.
Pissed.
What do you think about Godzilla?
Nigel.
Ooh.
Gojira.
And you have 30
Godzilla.
Seconds.
Speaking of Godzilla, I can't wait to see how it should have ended because, like, so we went to it with you guys, and then, like, one of our friends wanted to go do it, and it was, like, $5. Sophie Mara was like, we'll go do it again for $5 because she wanted to hang out with us. And, like, the
why
whole time I was sitting
do
there.
That?
It's $5 poorly spent.
We haven't seen,
why would you?
We haven't spent time with this friend for a while, so we went
sure.
to it.
Still.
And
spending time with them, they watched a movie. For
well, she
hours.
Really wanted to see Godzilla. And I took the opportunity to be like,
why'd you tell her
how
no?
it should have ended? Like,
yeah.
I took the should have been
yeah,
the point. Yeah. And what's hilarious is this the biggest plot flaw that I think of is they're like, okay, we're going to get this bomb and we're going to take it 20 miles offshore to lure
right.
them. Instead of doing that, we're going to put it right next to the bridge.
Right.
Like, somebody should have been like, hey, is this 20 miles offshore? Like, that's like the biggest problem in the entire movie. Like, the bomb is sitting next to the Golden Gate Bridge when they're like, we're going to get this, we're going to put it in a boat, and we're going to drive it 20 miles offshore, and it's going to be like, it's going to lure them out there, and then we'll blow them up with the explosion.
I thought they never got to the 20 miles offshore thing just because everyone died.
No, they literally, they took the bomb, went and put it in a boat, and then for some reason drove that boat next to the Golden Gate Bridge instead of taking that boat and being like, get this the fuck out of here, and take it off 20 miles offshore.
I thought it was because all those people died.
What?
I don't know. That movie sucked.
Yeah. And we're gonna sum it up in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So
no, here's what it is.
We're way more time efficient.
It is
people
Godzilla people.
People. Really dumb people.
Godzilla
people.
Godzilla people.
Godzilla people.
Oh, there was another scene that just made me laugh
like
really hard.
5% Godzilla, 95%
so,
humans I don't care about.
So when they're like have their like Ford operating base, like set up, you know, so that they like in there, they set up sandbags.
Right.
And, like,
yeah, because they flooded.
They're up on a mountain and,
cool.
and like yeah, no, they're like
they flooded
up
Hawaii up to like 5 or 6 stories, so
but
sandbags were going to do nothing.
Like it's like up on the top of the hill, so there's no way water's going to get there, and it's more like sandbags laid out. So like if you're in gunfight,
So right. like I want take somebody cover. To walk by and be in like, case, so what are these sandbags
in
for?
Case Godzilla picks up an AK-47?
Oh my god, that would be terrifying.
The best part,
and then crushes it because it's small as
the best part of that movie was Godzilla just snowballing into another monster's mouth.
Yeah, that's exactly what Night called it. Yeah.
So good.
Just when open his mouth up. Just,
if anyone doesn't know what snowballing, and just go to Urban Dictionary, and type in snowball.
No, just Google it as video.
I don't classify.
Yes,
like,
yes.
It's not, I feel lucky.
It's images not snowballing because it only went one way. Like snowballing has to go back and forth. Nigel F that up.
I mean,
it's just
other
projectile
monster,
vomiting into
the other monster didn't have a chance to spit it back in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Important distinction, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, do you know what snowballing is?
Yes.
I do not.
I've seen Clerks, so yes, I'm aware of what snowballing is.
I've seen porn. just go to Urban Dictionary. Call. Just right, bring it back.
I'm going to go to Urban Dictionary.
No, we don't have to do that. Do we?
Yeah, we don't have to.
No.
It's do, not, we need to, do we need to have another cat exam? I mean, Adam's here, by the way.
Yes.
Or we can talk no one mentioned it. I was kind of surprised.
We can talk about this Resnick horse.
Well, Nick's going to look it up anyways because he wants
to
see it.
No, we're talking
about
the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's actually important.
What do I want to see?
It's actually War Machine related.
What's War Machine related?
Resnick
horses.
What we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about the podcast.
God, yeah. Wait, I thought we were going to talk about that on the actual part of the cast.
Yes, we are.
That's why
we're trying to come up with other pre-ramble topics to discuss.
Who wants to go see X-Men?
I do.
Me? I'll go.
It's got a 93 on Rotten Tomatoes.
That means, Jack, did you see the...
Yeah, because Godzilla's got 74, and it's fresh.
Exactly!
There's a drop-off. There is a steep drop-off.
That is actually a pretty big difference.
two major things. One about X-Men. One is that Hugh Jackman had some weird ox conversation where he wants to be part of Avengers, which is never going
to
happen.
And he wants to fight the Hulk.
Yeah, which would be pretty sweet, though, but nonetheless.
But he's not retiring from Wolverine, apparently.
Yeah. And they're never going to get allow that crossover to occur.
Yeah, I might watch it if it was like a made for
if
TV
they paid them a crap ton of money and they made a lot of money.
I would like to see it.
I think they
be
could
happy
do it.
With it. Some people hate him as Wolverine.
I
have no issue with it. So.
I would like to see Wolverine smash him up a bit.
I think Fox.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I think Fox and Universal would make a deal on it. I think they would.
I'd like to
just
see
for
it.
The sheer.
I think a lot. I'm actually really happy he got out there and said it.
Yeah.
It was like, this is retarded. Why can't we all be in the same universe?
Right.
Why can't we be friends?
But second point, and this is, has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about. I'm taking care of my grandmother, and I was forced to watch Good Morning America. And today I learned that Levi's and other jean companies encourage you not to wash your jeans. So now I have an excuse.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
They say
it, like,
you
wears
never wash your jeans.
Well, like,
ever.
Once a year. It's like, it was like
ever.
Once a year.
Ever.
In them and never wash
it was like once a year.
Just like, leave those stains.
Why? It's because it, like, wears
okay,
down
I have
the
to
fabric.
Cut out every other word you say.
Oh, sorry.
It's
please.
It's the preamble.
It doesn't matter. I have to edit the pre-ramble.
No, just edit it all out. This is just our warm-up.
All right, so just don't have the pre-ramble?
Pre-ramble.
All right. That's
just,
fine.
Just
so what are we even
Carson
talking about?
Daily,
we should just have a pre-ramble.
Why are we talking into mics then?
Yeah, so why are we even talking? We should just start the podcast
the
versus pre-rambling.
Duh.
Pre-rambling is supposed to be good, just
no, but in all reality,
fun conversation.
Not to watch
why? Me. Why? I guess why? What's the point?
Because
what's the reason?
It's like the fabric. It just like wears down the fabric a lot.
You're supposed to actually freeze them. Like, you're supposed to like, but there's like a Gap video of showing you how to freeze your jeans, and you're like supposed to freeze your jeans and then obviously thaw them before putting.
Are you talking about like genetic jeans? Because now that makes sense.
Yeah, Nick.
Like pants. Mm-hmm. Well, that actually makes sense.
Yeah, it wears down the jeans when you wear the
genetic
jeans.
Up your sperm.
Why wouldn't they want you to wash their jeans, wear them out, and buy new ones?
Yeah, it's because they don't want you to buy new jeans.
Are we running low on denim that we're in the world? Is there some denim shortage we've got to be alerted by?
'80s, so we should be good.
Denim
right?
is
I
the
guess.
Lithium.
That was all that reckless denim wearing shirts in the
Hey, Adam, why are you walking so weird? Oh, I just froze my jeans.
In Russia, remember when it was like contraband? Like getting blue jeans was like contraband in Russia because they didn't
speaking
have
of every,
it available?
Speaking of Russia, did you see that Prince Charles compared Putin to Hitler?
Oh, well, that's awkward.
I didn't, but that's
sounds like something Prince Charles would say.
The I'm just the pop culture, you know. I'm on the note of previous generations messing up things for the future. Did you guys watch The Daily Show last night?
No.
No.
I was podcasting.
So there was like a news article released probably like a week ago about how like major parts of Antarctica are now melting. And, like, irreparable.
It's called climate change.
Yeah, they're still melting, right?
Except for now like large portions.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't believe in global warming.
The best was so Jon Stewart was covering this on The Daily Show last night, and he's just like, oh, well, this can't be real. Like, this is, no, this is nothing. This is, and it cuts to Fox News, and Fox News says, this is it. It's true. The science is real. Global warming is a thing. And Jon Stewart just loses his mind. Like,
that sounds good,
oh my
yeah.
God, it was so amazing.
What?
But the cut was that was in the show. Like, he did that on purpose, right?
No, it was in on Fox
it
News.
It was actually on Fox News.
Right.
Like, it wasn't one of those ones. Sometimes they cut it to make them look like they're saying something they aren't actually saying. But, like, they just cut to be like, here's a segment from Fox News.
Yeah. And that was them straight up saying this was real.
Hmm.
They're saying we passed the point of no return in terms of, like, irreparably damaging both the North Pole and South Pole. Like, oh,
what
good.
Sedatist,
and nobody seems to care. And it's like a sideline thing on page, you know, 7 or 8 of newspaper or barely mentioned anywhere.
Right? Page one is Kim Kardashian.
Right. The Kimye wedding.
Yep.
Right.
That's what's important. That's
which is this weekend, really, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, let me see.
What?
Let me
you
see
mean I'll have to, like, miss the War Machine tournament to go to that wedding?
Yes, because
yeah.
you will be invited to that wedding.
Damn it.
Didn't you already get your invitation? Your invitation should have been, like, a llama with a bow tie on the back of it.
Not
that was your invitation.
Wedding crashers before?
Yeah.
Like, gonna crash that wedding.
There's sure. another great movie.
It's gonna be a lot of peen.
Do you know that redhead, whatever the girl's name is in that movie, and Wedding Crashers, those aren't actually hurts?
I'm sorry, what?
Yep, it was a stand-in. How
for whom?
Does that ruin that for you?
For which one, sorry?
Medicine Woman?
The redhead?
Oh, Elijah? No, what are his name? Eliza.
So, like, the Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
No.
Like,
not
real.
Stephanie
those
Seymour.
Little redhead.
No, she's the chick who's married to Borat that was in a bunch of other stuff.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember
apparently
what her
those
name
are
is.
Not
her Elsa Fisher. Elsa Fisher?
Breasts. Yes, Elsa
Fisher. Yeah. Okay. Wasn't she like, wasn't her, did they Photoshop it or something?
No,
I mean, her face was there.
I think it was a stand.
Did they not show her face?
I don't know.
I haven't seen that movie since it came out.
I haven't seen that movie.
What movie? Borat?
Wedding Crashers.
Oh,
Fox is
literally paying no attention.
I'm sorry.
He's drawing on his.
All right.
That was on, I think it was John Oliver on his HBO show was talking about that. He was talking about Godzilla and a number of things like, what is it with Hollywood and wanting to destroy the Golden Gate Bridge with giant monsters? It's Pac Rim, Godzilla the second one.
We got compliments on our last one. On the Minions Forum. From Arlen from Sweden.
On the Minions Forum and on PP?
That's the most legit forum. I should edit that out.
All you said was legit.
I'm going to have to lose most of this. It's fine.
You mean all of it.
It's too legit.
Too legit to quit.
Hey, hey.
Man, that was amazing.
Hey!
You have to keep that.
Yeah, well, I don't know how I can get rid of it.
The mashup between Psy and MC Hammer on some music award like 2 years ago or whatever was
the
greatest mashup ever.
With Too Legit and Gungam Style?
I think so.
No, it was... It was the Can't Touch This.
Or Can't Touch This?
Yeah.
No.
With Gungam Style?
Yeah. I've been around the world, from London to the Bay.
No, it was too legit.
It's Hammer. You're going
to
see Hammer.
It was too legit to quit.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. We know we've looked that up too, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, he has to.
Yep, right. Look at him.
Look at him.
In all reality, I wish that we could put, like, actually, we should just see if we can get, like, Cabana music and just put it in a radio in the background and just have it playing, like, lightly. throughout the whole like,
oh, God, no. Oh, my God.
That would be amazing.
I just have to buy, like, a CD or, like, a music of it and then just have it on repeat playing.
Yeah,
just kind of in
the
background.
Oh, my God.
The whole time.
I can imagine listening to a podcast with that.
But if it was, like,
no
very
way.
Calm
no,
and
way.
Very quiet.
Not if it kept repeating itself.
Nobody's going to recognize it being on repeat. It'd
yeah,
be fine.
MC Hammer.
You'd be surprised.
Sigh, and it's too legit to quit.
Yeah, YouTube.
Okay. We can watch it later. I just want to know for sure.
Oh, we're watching it later.
I am.
Too legit.
It is 10 o'clock.
It's fine, Lance.
Yeah.
What, do you have a job?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been up late every night this week.
Aw.
Okay.
How many hours did you get? Like 4?
About.
Oh my god.
3 days in a row.
God dang it. I'm going to have
to see. All right, so I was playing a game against Keith.
Wait, no, we need to get this Miami t-shirt thing working too.
What?
We'll do it. We'll
just going to buy t-shirts. We'll get
any
airplane tickets.
That says Miami.
No, we're going to get airplane tickets. We're going to fly to Miami, and we're going to go to some terrible souvenir shop, and buy five Miami t-shirts, and fly back to Des
Moines. No, we could just order the teal ones. With the
we should kickstart that.
Pink,
yes! Just like we need the just like the most Miami expensive way of getting
yeah,
Miami.
First class, five first class round trip tickets to Miami and back to Des Moines.
$10,000, you get a t-shirt.
We'll buy you a t-shirt, too.
I do not want to wear a Miami
shirt. And we'll sign it.
Like, but the Miami Heat like shirt ooh, with like play today? It's like Miami Heat mm-hmm. and then you cut like
yeah, yeah, it's
you cross off my or the Heat part
yeah.
and then you put
yeah,
on minis. And
you keep the Heat.
No,
cross it out.
Off.
Maybe you
okay,
can
so
keep
I'm sorry.
The Heat.
Dude, Miami Heat we're crossing off what?
You're
the
crossing
Heat
off
part?
Heat
the
and
Heat
writing.
And putting what?
Adam, you don't have to cross up.
It says Miami down here already. Why would we?
So it says Miami, Miami.
Why would we write
Miami
twice?
Miami.
Okay, Muse on Minis at the top, and then just have Miami underneath of it with Heat crossed out.
Why not just be like Muse on Minis, Miami Heat, pow?
That's not
because that's not what the name of the show is.
But it could be.
We bring the heat.
It could be a segment.
Suns out, guns out.
Why can't we be from somewhere you know better to go to? Like,
really want a shirt that says Suns out, guns out.
They have it.
Just wear it to cons.
They have Ray Gun has
just
them.
Like me, super unfit, wearing this like,
wife beater with
yeah.
the yeah.
Yeah. Just like the widest arms possible.
Yeah, Ray Gun has them.
Too legit.
Why haven't we had Ray Gun design our shirts?
Because yeah. that costs a lot
a
of money. That place is
dollars.
Retardedly expensive.
It's $20 for a t-shirt.
Not nah, when you make your own online.
When you make your own, yes. It'll be more. Yeah. But I just meant in general $20.
$20 for a t-shirt. Still pretty freaking steep.
Yeah, yeah, that's quite a bit.
I like supporting local business.
So like
I have a lot of their shirts.
It's like an artisan t-shirt price or something.
Yeah.
It's made of the finest Egyptian cotton.
I like the V-neck shirt for women that just says "Yay cleavage," and then the V is the actual V-neck of the shirt.
Oh my god, I'm getting hair all over me.
Nice,
it's good.
Oh my god, Fox, you gotta calm down.
Is that full of cat hair?
No, it's human hair.
Fox,
it's human.
It's Fox. It's my beard hair.
Let it go. Let it go.
You want me to let it go?
Let it go. Let it go.
Sing the whole thing. Go.
I don't freaking know the rest of it. All I know is the
cold
never bothered me anyway.
Cold never bothered me anyway.
Pointing at Iceman. He's just like.
Let the storm rage on.
Let the storm rage on.
Okay,
and we're
so,
out.
So Colin's going to tell the story, and then we're going to frackin' podcast already. Can I say frack?
Yes,
it's in the dictionary
absolutely.
Now.
You can. If
it
you can say shiz.
For breaking and, like, getting natural gas out of things. But,
oh,
yes,
right.
You can
that
say
is,
fracking.
That is
but it's in the dictionary.
We're just gonna
turns out that's a thing. But like, it's F-R-A-C-K versus F-R-A-K-K.
Yes. Okay, so the other day.
Why do you always make him do the setup? He can never
do it. What? No, he started talking.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah no, for the setup cannot be interrupted.
Are you guys all done?
I have been for a while.
Okay, so the other day I played a game against Keith. I wanted to go for an assassination, and I ran a Kriya up in front of his Cossack Miss. And
so he was playing Lich 2.
Yeah, he was playing Lich 2.
In classic Keith fashion.
Yep. And I really thought I had him this time because I had a gladiator lined up behind the Kriya. And I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to like slam my Kriya into him. But fell just short.
God, you're
that's
terrible
not even
at
close
setting
to
it up.
The setup.
Jesus Christ. Okay, here's the setup. Whoever wants to do it. The model has to have like Grand Slam, so I don't think anything in Kador has Grand Slam. But
oh, then it has to be something bigger than a Kriya.
What?
If you're doing Grands, you mean like the follow up?
No.
No, it's like the ability. Grand.
It just slams stuff 2 more inches.
Okay.
Meaning that if you roll a 1 on your slam, you'll get to Lich.
So instead of
clearly
saying
you should have done the
it,
setup.
I should say roll it. Roll
no,
the 1.
No. God. Okay. Here's the joke for everybody. It's like. It works well with Khan because you can have P. Makeda with whatever the walk really far spell is.
Savagery
on Molokarn, right? And then you can walk Molokarn with Rush up to Lich.
However, the assassination's not very good because you still need to roll eights to hit, and then it's going to be like dice off. What is that? Like
wait,
dice
why
off
are
five-ish?
We? What? Just happened, right? This just happened. Like this is the story, right?
No, it's not a real story.
No, it's not a real story. This is a setup.
Yeah, but in the setup, the math doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. I'm just stating.
Okay.
Like, so he wanted to go for an assassination, but he needs eights to hit. So to set it up so he, you know, doesn't have to roll to hit that hard, he's going to slam his Kriya into Lich by using a gladiator. So the Kriya runs, like, just outside of a caustic mist cloud, and then Colin slams it with the gladiator, but rolls bonkers on the damage roll so on the slam, putting it at one point of life, and then it gets pushed into the caustic mist cloud and dies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We all quieted down for Colin to fudge the setup.
And then the joke... The joke...
Okay.
The joke is...
I can do it now.
The joke is then... The joke is missed it by that much.
That's pretty
missed
good. Missed it. Missed.
Missed it. Like missed. And then missed it. Like missed it.
Yeah, okay.
It missed, being the gladiator.
Yeah, and missed right, being the right, costume.
This isn't actually how it works because it takes the damage after it gets slammed into the witch. But no one will notice because the joke will be hilarious.
Someone's going to say something.
Anyways, tell them to go fuck.
No, that's going to be great.
You really got to like, emphasize the missed part.
I'll just be like, missed it.
We need more posts on our forum, so we need them to correct us. Anyways.
Yeah, we got no posts last time, actually.
Well, we got, like, a page.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. And, like, five of them were Colin being like...
I did have a few.
But
nobody loved us.
It was fine. So that's
16 replies.
That's roughly the setup. It's not actually how the game works, so hopefully nobody catches it. Rent's going to be like, you're stupid, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, but that might make it funny. Okay.